You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Dan Soder, Monster Voice from the You Know What, Dude podcast. Bobby is going to be live the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Viva Las Vegas. Bobby's going to be at the Empire Comedy at the Paris Hotel. So go check that out. Rhode Island, you got some great strip clubs. Well, you know what else you got? On August 16th, Bobby's going to be at the Comedy Connection. Go check it out. One show only. Get your tickets. It's going to be a bloodbath. I don't even know. That's not a proper way to actually promote a comedy show. And the 18th of August, Wilbur Theater, Beantown, the prodigal son, or one of the prodigal sons, returns. One show only. So get tickets now before it sells out and you guys end up getting in fights with your sweatpants and your Celtics hoodies.
Fuck you, this fucking sweatpants, kid. Fucking warm-up pants and sweatpants are the same fucking thing. And fuck you, go Beantown.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Can we tell the audience that Dan's claiming he's not going to drink today?
Yeah.
And we have a pool going of how long it takes him to drink?
8 minutes.
I say as soon as the air conditioner hits the street.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
Hey.
It's actually cool in here, right?
Yeah.
It is cool in here, yeah.
You like the little fans I bought? Do you like the Dan fan?
I do.
Do you want me to put it on?
I bought, no, not the fan. These fans.
It's Dan's first fan.
No, he's got it. He can reach with those fucking long arms.
Did you guys hear my Dan's first fan joke?
I missed it, John. Sorry.
I missed it too. But you know what? I recorded it because we're on the air.
Yeah.
Bob Kelly.
I knew it.
I'm best.
Sneaker. You're a little tricky.
Yeah.
welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast episode
102.
Infuriates me that she just talked about how it doesn't matter, and then she.
But here's the thing, you know, I always go, I'm dibs, and I was just about to do that. She goes, 102.
That was obviously rewind voice, Fat Kelly Festuca.
I didn't even do a test on anybody today. Oh shit!
What?
Fuck! Hang on. Stop the horses. Is that how they say it?
That's not a saying. All
right. Okay. All right, we're back. We're good.
That was it.
Hey, we're back. Bob awesome. Kelly. I'm really fucking... I've done this for 102 episodes, and I fucking still forgot to push the headphone button today. And then I forgot to delete, because what I do is I save... I'm very lazy when it comes to recording this. I have all the stuff, but I do it in a very lazy way. I just hit, I keep the same thing on GarageBand, the same podcast from yesterday or the day before, wherever it was, and then I just delete it. And then I just start over instead of having a new show with, like a lot of guys who do this shit, sound and fucking record, they, you know, they'll save it under this and have it and then back up, and I don't
so they
do
have
that.
A library?
Boring.
This is the part we're recording?
This is, that was Joe, the truth.
Joe the truth list.
Yeah. Oh, we call him Baby Mouth.
Yeah, Turtle Mouth.
I went from truth to Baby Mouth?
My mouth was made to suck on a beer.
Beer bottle mouth.
We have, of course, Kelly Festuca with that cackle.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, how are you, Robert?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Showing
a lot of side bra.
Yeah.
Not side titty, side bra, which is awful.
All right.
Disagree. I'm loving it.
Side bra?
You like side bra?
Side titty?
Yeah, of course.
Better than side titty.
Better than side titty.
But I'm saying
retarded.
It's not as good as side titty.
No, you said it sucks.
I don't certainly like. I don't like that.
Certainly, a
it looks
tit
like she's
is better than a bra, but I'm not saying that.
It looks like she's
I'm
wearing a spank or a fucking.
Face this way a little
it's not
a
sexy side bra. It's not lacy.
Yeah.
But
that's not like, fun.
Can I say, Kelly?
It's a good time.
Yeah, look at that.
Looks
no,
like it's
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it too. Yeah, no. Not all of us are rapists. I want to see fucking tit.
I'm sorry that I know what I want to see. And that's not what I want to see.
And that is Dan, a.k.a.
Monster Voice.
A.k.a. corporate, middle of the road. Fucking, I don't fuck with anybody as long as they don't fuck with me, and Dan Soda.
Robert, I'm glad you brought that up.
I want to
look great. And I just say, I love what you're doing with the studio.
Thank you.
I love it.
I really...
Oh, man.
And this is funny, too. I know that this podcast is coming out a week later, but we're probably not supposed to. But we most shows would be like, just let's pretend that it's the week of.
Yeah.
We actually, the podcast you heard last week, we did that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going on vacation, so let's pretend like it's a week later.
Okay.
Oh, so but, this is like a month from now. This is coming out.
No, 2 weeks.
Oh, all right.
2 weeks. Relax. What do you need? Is it going to help your career?
I was going to plug a show.
This guy needs anything.
Well, we can actually do a plug and put it on next week's show if you need to.
Oh, all right.
If you need be.
Not really need.
Anyways, I got a piece of your fucking turkey stuck in my.
It was chicken. Blazing buffalo chicken.
It's delicious. Boar's head. Yeah. Love
yeah.
it.
That was good.
You know it's a sign of a fucking true alky when he just shows up with a one deli meat. One deli meat. And hey, guys, I brought this.
It really is like a cop on the edge. You know what? That's all he's gotten his apartment is empty beer bottles. Yeah. And
you know what most people do for friends? Take them out to lunch, a full meal, and let them pick what they want from a menu. You share with one deli
like
meat.
Fucking, you like fucking buffalo wings?
Dude, this
you
is
like
the chicken? Best fucking deli
fuck
meat ever.
Yo, fucking boy's head.
Dude, I get this from Bob's fucking bakery,
suck
dude.
Fucking cock. This
dude,
is the best.
I was going to get Lakasha's bread, but they didn't fucking have any today.
Another Boston reference that I don't know.
That chicken is hotter than Dick Doherty's sister.
We have a very special guest, another a new guy to the show. I don't know him, but you guys vouch for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys haven't steered me wrong since we started. You know, you guys
yeah.
are just...
Yeah,
Prometheus.
Yeah. I have your name.
Mark Norman. I brought meat, but I ate it on the way here.
Did you? Ooh, I thought you were going to go another direction. I brought meat, but it's in my gems.
But thanks for having me.
Yeah, good, man. Welcome to the show, man. So where are you from? We don't care. You know what it was? We had yesterday, or actually last week, wink, wink. Or as I go, that's what I do after my jokes now.
Greer Barnes bit.
The horse.
Greer Barnes bit.
Stop the horses.
You know, I have that joke in my act about my grandmother's foot. She doesn't take care of her feet, and they're disgusting.
Oh,
and
I love that bit.
Thanks, man.
Never heard it.
And someone's mic just got shut off. No, I'm joking.
Who's mic?
Not you. Oh. Relax.
Sorry.
You mad at me? Do you hate me?
Relax, chicken boy. Just keep drinking.
Can do.
Where I had that sound effect where I go, my grandma says, if she doesn't wear socks, it sounds like a horse walking through a parking lot. It took me 3 years to learn how to go.
I love the thought of you practicing it.
But I would do
come
it.
On, Bobby.
But here's
come
the thing.
On.
This how, the crowds didn't give a fuck because I'd just go on stage and I'd go.
Oh, my God.
And they'd still laugh. I'm like, that's not even anything. Well. Anything. But now I got it down.
Well, noises are funny. Tell them, Dan.
That's how I've based my whole career. I'm riding on everything on noises.
I do a horse in my act that sounds exactly the same as a blinker.
Let me hear it. I like your horse foot.
Yeah.
Horse. It's pretty good.
Is that the proposing joke?
I could never do that. You know why?
Old school.
I could never do that one because your mouth is small.
Tiny mouth.
True.
Tiny.
I have a big mouth. Anyways, so yeah, we had a podcast yesterday or last week with Laszlo. Laszlo's great. I fucking love what? Why can't? Oh, I'm sorry. We can't joke with fucking Laszlo.
Robert. Hey, all of our guests.
Here's the thing.
Our family.
Here's the thing. We did have him on, and I kind of did snap at Laszlo a little bit. But
but he asked for it.
Yeah, that fucking bugged me. What are you fucking comics? You want to be in Hollywood? You want to do acting?
You just want to be in movies?
So Hollywood. Yeah, I fucking do, because I can't buy any food right now.
That's why if Joe was here yesterday, you would have snapped on him. You would have been drunk enough at that point.
I don't even know who Laszlo is.
Yeah, Laszlo's a friend of mine. He's one of the guys over at Rockstar Video Games.
Oh, okay.
And he came on, promoted Max Payne 3, brought everybody shirts. Ooh. I actually, I got you one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it.
I did.
Thanks.
Well, I got what you, I got a large for you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I brought buffalo chicken.
Yeah, that's all gone.
Out of a warm backpack.
Yeah. Oh, Joe's divorced dad snacks. Just fucking. Hey, kids, listen. I know your mom cooks your real meals.
I brought one for
Mark.
It's gonna take me a minute, dude.
Do it all day.
I got one for you too, but then that little remark, I took it back.
I'll win you back over.
So now you're going to get a Resident Evil original shirt.
That was a bad remark, Norman.
Anyways.
Pretty good.
He was on the
Mike
last
Campbell,
week.
Everybody.
He was on last week. It was great to have him on. And Patrick from Cringe Humor. And then that other dude.
With the Liberace mic.
Well, he's actually one of the guys who's going to be managing the new club, The Stand, which is popping up.
The Stand.
Yeah, yesterday I was in a fucking... last week, I was in a fucking... You know what? That one statement set me off so much because I've been doing so much shit lately with the fucking, you know, doing shows, traveling, fucking the book, writing scripts, auditions. And then when somebody says, well, you don't have time to play video games, well, you have all day. It's like, I hate when people think comics are just fucking just sit around all day and do nothing. I know.
See, I thought he nailed,
I know you do, Joe.
I thought he, that's what I was going to say. I thought Laszlo nailed it. I was like, I do have a lot of time for video games.
He did in a way, but not with me in the last 3 weeks. I've been waking up at 7, going to fucking boxing, going to acting.
Fucking getting it done.
But Robert Kelly is...
Losing weight.
I'm fucking losing it, dude.
Red's a good color on you too. You look slim.
That's
you can tell. No, but it's starting to happen up here.
Yeah.
The face.
Yeah.
I'm
starting to see that.
Couple more years, we'll be able to see your Adam's apple.
Hey.
Oh.
Unlike his, which is just no matter how fat he gets, that fucking throat will stick out.
Yeah, your little fist in your neck.
Pelican eating something there. Yeah.
Joe, can you see mine?
Girls do have an Adam's
I wish
apple,
we could.
You know.
Do they really?
Girls do have an Adam's apple. Yeah, it's just less prominent. All the girls I've been with have had it. No, they do. They have Adam's apple.
Adam's apples and big dicks.
You can Google it. If you had your computer thing, you could.
We don't have any internet, Joe.
Oh, damn it.
And if you tried to fucking shit me and get me in trouble.
No,
fuck
she
you.
Said.
No, I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah, why are you?
What the fuck are you doing, Joe?
You're always
Joe, what are you doing?
What are you two doing? He's not doing nothing.
You don't defend.
I will defend Joe List.
Get out of here.
You didn't defend me yesterday with Laszlo. I defended you against Laszlo. Ponytails intimidate me.
I love that. Joe is your Kelly.
What?
You don't fucking pick on Kelly.
I pick on Kelly.
Yeah, you're the one that's allowed to do it.
You said that in a fucking dirty way. I like that.
Maybe you do like sidebar after all.
Yeah, I don't know.
You may know who we are, but we know who you are.
I don't want to.
I was brutally hungover yesterday.
You did so well.
So I apologize.
No, you're good.
There literally was three times where I had to stop talking because I thought I was going to throw up.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Wow. Where I was like,
Why were you so hungover?
Usually I throw up.
Oh, I remember because you were at a party that I wasn't invited to.
That's why I brought it up.
You know what my wife said last night when I told her that? She went, oh, baby.
Aw, yes, man.
I wasn't invited
she
either.
She probably went.
You didn't get to go?
No. I thought I was your best friend for like 10 years.
This animal?
Joe, you
I'm
didn't
not letting him loose
Joe,
in the
you
park.
Didn't go?
No.
What the
I
fuck,
wasn't even
man?
Invited. I don't even know where it is.
Who are you, man?
You want to know?
Who are you?
Yeah. Because maybe if you guys had a little more buzz in the industry. I was kidding.
He couldn't even finish the sentence. Corporate Dan was too strong. He couldn't finish
that.
It.
He meant that.
He really did.
No, I didn't mean that. Really Jolas was in Montana.
Can I just say something? He pulled the DeRosa.
Yeah.
DeRosa every
but DeRosa
year.
DeRosa wouldn't admit it.
DeRosa has a party every year, and you go there, and it's the heads of everything, and like Keith Robinson. That's it. That's the only real friend he has there.
And then he's doing the thing where he has his glasses on, then he takes them off and puts them on his shirt, and he's sitting there with a thing like a tumbler of whiskey, and he's like, well, you know, I mean, the state of the industry.
You've got to be careful. Shitting on DeRosa on this podcast. I read some of the comments. People fucking love that dude.
Yeah, I love him too.
We love him too.
I know, but I'm saying the fans will. They'll fucking. They'll find us and shoot us.
No, they won't. They'll actually make fun of that fucking no-shouldered fucking twat too.
The droopy bodied.
Hey, what are we? What's all the body? Let's get to that act.
A lot of pent up anger with that guy.
I'll tell you what's going to be fun when we do it when you get back from out of town.
Right.
The drunk episode.
Well, here's the deal. I gave Joe DeRosa the other night, Comp Blanche.
Come on.
I said, come by whenever you want.
Come on.
So he could stop in right now.
In fact,
he's here. Chuck DeRose, everybody.
You guys want to hear a bit about eagles or a bit about dogs?
That's my impression.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but he's grabbing his tit, which is making me uncomfortable the whole time.
I don't know what that is. What is that? Is that DeRosa does that?
He gives the crowd the option.
He does? What
they're going to hear. Yeah, I don't know about eagles and dogs, but...
Well, where are you from, dude?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah, Nolens.
Nolens. I got myself a Colt 45 single action down New Orleans at a pawn shop.
Well, that's just Hidibba-dibba-dibba. That's just the black guy.
How was that?
But, it's no comedy there, but it's a hell of a town.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? They got a lot of fucking serious voodoo going
voodoo,
down there.
Jazz,
the
booze.
Devil be down there. Bobby Boucher be tackling people.
A lot of P-Rogs and crawdads.
They have a lot of fucking crazy shit, though. Like, they believe in, like, spirits and certain... Like, I saw this the other night. Lady calls the cops because of a spirit. I don't know the name of it. It's an L. It's a Luna or some fucking whatever. The Luna, but it's coming at the house, right? That's a white lady.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I guess it's a spirit of dead children, and they come into the barns and braid the hair of the horses.
What? Wow.
Okay, now this is weird because she's like...
Faggy ghosts.
the lady's literally freaking out.
Boo.
She's... She's freaking out. I mean, legitimately, this lady's not fucking around. And a lot of these shows, you can see that it's produced or post, you know, they'll tell them. This lady's literally like, my fucking horse. She's sweating. She's losing her mind.
The horse in the body.
Yeah, exactly. And then she goes, the Lunu now has come, or whatever what the fuck they call them. I don't know. If we had internet, we'd Google it. But fucking, we can't get internet. But and they explain what that is. And they go into the barn, and the horse is sweating. Like fucking wet, like he's just ran for fucking 3 days.
Pussy wet or
not? Not pussy wet. And all their hairs is really, but braided really nice, and like three braids on each horse. And there's like four horses. She goes, "You couldn't do this in a half an hour." That's what she said, and I was like, "That's pretty fucked up." And the cop was like, "Look, I'm going to look around, but
I just got transferred down here from NYPD.
She was from Boston. She was from Boston, actually.
Oh, she was.
I swear to God, she was from Boston.
Fuck you fucking horses. Getting their fucking hair braided. You fucking
Hoss.
Alone.
What?
Hoss. That's what my dad says for
it.
Hoss.
Hoss.
I bet on the horses. Literally, it's just Hoss. It's
Joe's dad, hell of a pool player.
Yeah,
really?
Play pool.
Does he have a pool cue that he can unscrew in the middle and put it in his own little fucking case?
I don't talk to him. I don't really know. But like
does he have a babushka?
What's that?
I don't know. It's a fucking pool thing, isn't it?
I don't. That I think that's made
a
pool. Up.
Oh,
I think
all
that
the color of money.
Well, Kelly, here, here's the. Can you Google babushka? Thank you.
Like a babushka doll?
No, a babushka pool cue. Okay. Just put babushka.
That's what we call Band-Aids in Australia. Is he guys not talking about that?
I think this house is on a lean. I just rolled down the fucking.
it's a sinkhole.
I think this fucking goddamn bayou boys bringing some voodoo to the fucking podcast.
Bringing one of them Luna. Kelly gonna have her hair braided in 30 minutes.
By a gay ghost.
Come into the horse. Get the horse a hair.
You good, guys.
Did you find it?
There's no internet on this. How do I get the internet?
Let me see. Let me see for a second.
About
Dan, take over the podcast.
Was your house haunted growing up?
Oh, yeah.
It was?
Really?
Like you actually saw ghosts?
No, of course not.
I don't know.
You've never seen ghosts?
Ghosts are real.
It's unbelievable. Patrick Swayze gives a performance of a lifetime. Well, Bobby can smell ghosts.
I can.
Can you taste
Why do you say that with a tone?
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah, but you don't believe me, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, you know.
You scared me in Chicago. Actually, you freaked me out in Chicago.
Yeah, because you believe me when it's time to. Here, where there's no ghosts because I can smell them, you don't fucking fear me. But when we're in the fucking ghost hotel in Chicago, that's when you need me.
That place was fucking haunted.
Yeah, and I smelled it out of the fucking. I smelled it.
What's the smell?
It's a smell of ghosts.
Yeah. Bobby Kelly is.
Smelling ghosts.
Didn't you say it smelled like a bit like cotton candy or something?
No, that was...
You'd think it would smell like dead people.
It smells like... Right. It's musty and... Yeah, it smells like old people. It's very musty and like mothball-y.
Like Susie Essman.
Susie Essman?
She smells like mothballs.
The fucking comic?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was a career. No, she's on the...
Curb.
Yeah.
Curb Enthusiasm.
I love that. I actually did...
Very nicely.
Larry, you piece of shit.
Byron Allen with her.
You did Comics Unleashed?
Wow.
I did it with her. I did it.
Great. Hold on. Can I Byron Allen your Great Byron show. Allen story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, you recently were hanging out with Byron Allen. Well, how did that go down?
Well, funny thing you asked me. Weird that you just bring that up out of the blue, because I wrote it down and told you to ask me. But it was fucking nuts.
Oh.
I swear to God, it was fucking crazy. I mean, it was retarded.
Now, Joe, you're drinking a beer. You're drinking it. Do you like drinking beer?
I love drinking beer.
Welcome back to You Know What Dude Unleashed.
Oh, boy.
And welcome to a screeching halt.
Yeah. I like to pump the brakes sometimes.
Take it over, Dan. It's all your show. I'm looking for something.
Dan, come on. Dan.
Hit and
Dan.
Caught.
Norm MacDonald was on Comics Unleashed. The opening line was, "So, Norm, I hear you're getting older." Like,
really?
Yeah, we all are. Thanks.
There's that great story about Norm MacDonald when he first joined the season of SNL, and they were doing all the press junket with everyone, and it was like really serious, and they asked Norm, they're like, "So Norm, what's it like getting on SNL? What's it going to be like?" He's like, it's really great. You know, it's just going to be a lot of raping.
Hey, what do we tell you about doing voices?
It's all the same voice.
Yeah. It's just a slightly higher or lower Australian.
Well, I mean, I come over here and just tell you what's going on. I just don't
know.
I'm going
to keep going in here. This is my go-to.
The Balbushka pool cue.
Okay. Oh, boy,
prestigious and accurate with a Balbushka. So I expect an apology. It's fucking real.
You know what?
Balbushka.
I think you made that up.
I was a champion in juvenile hall and fucking...
That's just a cake recipe.
And
he loves frosting.
I think I like him
frosting
better than Nate. Now direct your fucking evilness at somebody else.
All right, sorry.
I've got ammunition for him.
Well, his eyes are wider apart, so it's easier to look at him.
But his hair is going.
Is your hair going, Mark?
Yes, it is.
You better hope that they greenlight that Norm MacDonald prequel. The backstory of Norm MacDonald.
You know why I could tell his hair is going? Because I had that same curly hair.
Did you?
I stopped. Yeah, I had
look
curly
at your
hair.
Future, Norman.
Oh, wow. Jeez, Luis.
You know what's going to suck, too, is that he's got the same thing as me where the front tuft is just really thick, and it's just going to he's going to have just a little baby curl.
Clown head.
Right.
He's going to have a fucking clown head.
That's what I have now, dude, if I grow my hair. Can you not say it like that?
Can you please do it?
Do you want me to grow my hair?
Yeah.
Me and tight forehead over here.
By the way,
we're doing great.
By the way, I think Mark has a more prominent Adam's apple than I do.
I do have a...
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Jesus from my Christ view, it looks like a fucking the man on the mountain.
Yeah, you could play it.
New Hampshire reference.
Maybe Mark's just skinny.
I was waiting for a flat tire.
Did you know the... wait a minute, but everyone was talking. That man on the mountain in New Hampshire, it fell down. New Hampshire was known for their... It fell down, and people are fucking sensitive about it.
Yeah.
I was in like doing a show in New Hampshire. I was like, how about that man on the mountain? And people were like booing. They were like, fuck you. There's a rock that looked like a guy, and it's on the money.
You waited for everyone to
you know,
for that.
We could rewind.
You know
what? Mark,
can I just say, I don't like when Joe does his anything from his act, he actually holds a microphone.
Pantomime.
Hey, Joe, you're talking into one.
Sorry.
You don't have to pantomime.
What am I, fucking Victor Bernardo? I don't hold the mic like this.
You should.
Victor Bernardo.
Your Adam's apple you could fucking play bluegrass on. That's a fucking big Adam's apple.
It's a doozy.
Not sure
it hurts sometimes.
It does it really?
Yeah, it pierces.
What do you mean? That actually made me...
I've never stood from this angle of you. It is.
I've never even noticed it. Now I can't stop looking at
it. I want to give you the Heimlich. Are you choking?
I've been approached by women with this thing.
Really?
Never good. But
you've got a girlfriend, so you can't do anything about it.
What are you doing to the guy?
Yeah,
Kelly. Come on, jeez.
Wow. You know, Kelly really tries to be one of the dudes, but fails miserably every time.
She tries to sing, but ends up just cock-blocking
horribly.
She's like,
hey, we're having fun, huh? Remember when you got that disease? Like, why the fuck are you talking about?
That's that old Bobby Kelly joke.
Yeah, find the disease where the horse...
Yeah, can you get back on the hosting?
All right, listen. You guys are doing great.
I'm trying to... It's just not going anywhere.
You're doing great. Like, just, Kelly, I want to know about the horses braiding their hair... I don't know what they call it. What do they call those down the bayou? Voodoo? What is that?
Voodoo?
A ghost? A spirit?
A vector?
A
spook? We say spook.
Whoa, boy. Hey,
whoa.
We don't know how you roll down in the fucking bayou.
Well,
after,
they're a lot more honest out there.
After Hurricane Katrina, but we don't do that, all right? We have laws and regulations up here.
Did your parents' house get fucked up?
Did it. We lost the whole roof.
Really?
It just came right off, yeah.
Really?
It was crazy.
Oh, no shit. How close to downtown do you live?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes? No shit.
Yeah.
And you grew up there your whole life?
Whole life.
Do you want me to open that beer? Oh, you got it. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
He's only little.
What are the things where...
he can fucking open up a Heineken with his Adam's apple.
Yeah.
So it fucked you up. Were you living there at the time?
I was in college at the time, so I was in Baton Rouge, which is an hour away. I was at LSU. And
fancy school.
Oh, yeah. Harvard of the South, we called it. No one
else. What did you... what are they? What did they? What did you take when you were there?
I took film.
Film.
Real cop out.
Really? No, that's great.
Eh.
Were you gonna be? Are you gonna be a director? Or
I wanted to be Woody Allen, and I went to New York Film Academy, and I was like, this sucks.
Really?
You got to rely on a lighting guy, a grip. You know, you got to write it and actors. Then I was like, I want to do something by myself.
You got into stand up.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that? Were you in that in college? Did you get into that in college?
No. I lived here, and I was at film school all day, and I would do stand up at night just to.
Just to fuck off?
Yeah.
No shit.
And then I was like, fuck film. This is more fun.
Really? So now your parents must be sick.
Yeah, they're not crazy about it.
Because they paid for the school?
Yeah.
And they're both lawyers.
Both lawyers. They're literally sick. Both his parents have cancer.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Jesus, Joe.
They're dead now.
I'm glad you're not superstitious.
So you have a house with no roof on it that's yours that your parents left you.
Yeah. No, well, they fixed the roof.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ, Joe. That went shock through my asshole.
Oh,
I just didn't. Yeah. You said it and then you smiled after it, like, ha ha ha.
Like you gave it to him.
How long you been here?
5 years.
5 years. No shit. Is he funny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Real funny?
Really funny.
He opened up for Schumer last weekend, didn't he?
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Kelly? Oh.
Yeah, it's searching. It's loading.
Oh, I'm kidding. I just always wanted to do that to somebody. Hold the finger up.
Hold.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey,
welcome
thanks.
To. I'm glad you fucking threw all your parents. LSU is expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And they Very. Fucking.
Is it private
you toss that out the window.
It's public. Toss it
to
all
fucking
out.
Do Creek in the Cave.
Yeah. Huge party school, too. It was bad.
Wow. So you're a fucking partier?
Oh, yeah. We had a house with like 5 guys, a hot tub. It was a good time.
Me and Sherrod Small, back in the... You ever meet Burly Bear Network? You ever hear of that?
No.
There was a network. It was like MTV for colleges. Lauren Michaels ran it. And they tried to kick it off around, I don't know, 15 years ago or something like that for colleges. And me and... I was a VJ on it. This video. You can find that on the... You know, like,
please, I want to find that. Is it Sexy Bob?
It's Sexy Bob.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what's up? That was, that was Metallica.
Hey, coming Candle up Box.
Next. And I'm on a couch with that crazy MTV angle.
Oh.
I'm like, coming up next, man. We got some fucking tickets to give away. That type of shit.
I want to watch it.
I was so bad at it.
Pull that up, will you?
And I'll get the video. But then we did a tour, and we did all these colleges, and I don't fucking drink.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to a real college. I went to a community college. So that was like fucking high school. That was 13th grade. You show up in the afternoon, you go to see Pitt, hang out, try to get some pussy, and then go to your fucking illustration or watercolor class and call it a fucking night.
Which one did you go to?
Bunker Hill.
Oh, that's where Robin Williams teaches.
No, it's a movie, Joe. That wasn't real.
You didn't know that?
What are you talking about?
That wasn't a documentary.
Oh, jeez.
That wasn't a documentary. And that can't, that wasn't real.
Matt Damon's not a mathematical genius.
No, I was.
Jeez.
That would be fucking amazing.
If I had a...
If it just turns out that you are like one of the best at math in the world, but you just chose stand-up.
Yeah, and not to spell.
Yeah.
I'm the worst speller
English
ever.
English is awful.
But, they never really got into that with him. Did he suck at other things?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyways, we went down and we did all these colleges. You fucking animals. Animals. Me and Sherrod, I forget what college it was. They had these fucking, everybody's room was set up to be some bar, like a different type of bar. Like one was a tropical bar, one was like an old school bar. And these kids made this shit themselves. And there was chicks everywhere, dudes everywhere, fucking alcohol everywhere. And then it got to the point where there was a chandelier in the big living room, foyer, whatever it was, where we did the show in the frat house.
Uh-huh.
And we were just throwing frisbees at it, just smashing all the light bulbs. And that was, and everybody was just dying laughing. And I just remember going, this is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Like, I need to get out of here right now because this is just crazy. And they do this shit all the time.
Oh, yeah. Frats were crazy. We were talking about this down south. They would do like fake lynchings in the front lawn at the frat houses in LSU.
Oh,
it was crazy. And everybody was fine with it.
Wait a minute, I'm talking about fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby's talking about fun, and Mark's like, you want to know real fun? Just see some of the things we did. Whoa. Oh,
yeah, dude, man. You really just went on. You took a left. The fuck? Dude, we used to fucking go coon hunting.
I mean, I wasn't part of it.
What are those guys called that we were talking about that wear the polo with the things up and they live in the bayou? They're called
Coon ass.
Yeah. What is that?
It's like these white guys.
They catch alligators and, you know.
But they wear like polo shirts.
With flip the collar.
They look nice.
Seersucker shorts.
And how do they, he was like teaching me some of the things they say. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, just, I guarantee it's that shit, you know. It's all that.
I love that
shit. Their name's like Tribodeau and fucking.
I don't care. You know what? I love the fucking bayou. I like swamp people. I like.
Yeah. Swamp people's great.
I just like those people that just say, you go down. Yeah, I'm going down. An alligator. And it's just like fucking, I can listen to these and people, I guess they're fucking, I love rednecks, man, but happy rednecks.
Let me get three more beers. I'll sound just like.
I don't like fucking, you know, that fucking Kentucky angry fucking, you know, fucking devil ants.
Yeah.
You know, those West Virginia angry rednecks.
Yeah, you ain't from around here.
Yeah, but down where you live, they're like, come down, noon, strip it, dip it down, how about that?
You have some crawfish on a Thursday morning? Come on down, buddy.
What's your name? My name Baby Love.
I'm Tribodeau. This is my brother, Little Tribodeau.
Why don't you take him a little dip over there?
Oh, you look like a shame bulldog. Come on over here, buddy. You want a hot dog?
You want a metal detector on my lawn? Go ahead. Yeah, get what you want there.
Yeah, it's not like scary fucking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that?
Nothing.
Where'd you go?
Joe?
Oh, I'm just listening.
But yeah, the bar thing, you had to build a bar in your frat. Like, we built one, it was called the Glory Hole. Oh. And we just cut a little hole in there.
Really?
We put a girl in the back.
No way.
Oh, yeah, it was like just a good time.
Hang on, stop.
Wait, are you now guys?
How are you going from lynching to raping? What?
Well, it's an oral rape, so it's not as bad.
Did you really, a girl would go in there? And
it was just good fun.
Wait, seriously? The chick would just go blow?
Hang on 1 second. Who did you bring to my show?
An animal.
The cops are going to fucking smash this door down any second.
And in post, can we put a laugh where he said it's oral rape so it's not as bad? Because it was really dead and it just felt weird.
Thank you.
I mean, I didn't laugh because I was scared, but... throw in a little chuckle to make it seem a little lighter.
But I mean, they were up for it.
We'll jazz it up in post.
I fucking love Joe.
Mark's just losing Twitter followers because he thinks they're raping people's mouths.
Yeah, they were into it, you know.
No, seriously. I mean, you really had a bar called the Glory Hole, and a chick would get in there and just suck any dick that went through.
No, I mean, you know, she had to know the guy. But
the guys or guy? Was it more than one guy? Don't back out now, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, we've got
because you have guys on your side, and there's a lot of people not on your side. So you gotta keep the people that are on your side. You understand? Did she blow a few guys?
Yeah, it'd be like, oh, Karen's here, glory hole. You know, it was one of those.
Oh man, right, she starts slapping hands before she's going behind the wall.
Hang on 1 second. So let's pretend we're in the glory hole bar right now. Okay, right.
Kelly, hey. You're gonna be playing the part of Karen.
Yeah, yes. you're Karen. Yeah. All right, here we go. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
good to see you, brother. Hey, look, Kelly's here. Glory hole.
Dude, I go first.
Did you fucking sand that thing? Because last time I got a splinter.
Yeah. Fucking Boston Joe's gross.
That was splinter. Oh, that splinter was your cock, you fucking cocksucker.
Scallywag. These goddamn northerners coming down here.
I know. We're all talking like we're fucking.
All right, boys.
Yeah, you're right.
Even though it's a joke, there's still something really creepy about the four of you fucking doing that. Where I'm like,
Karen sucks.
Now we have to
call Karen's roommate. She's awful.
Karen, be cool.
Anyway, you all four of you cheering.
Get her some Charlie.
Karen, you've changed.
Yeah, all right.
Karen's a bummer.
Get Karen some Charlie, and then this party will get kicked off.
Yeah. I did some last week. It was really good. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Did you see?
Can we talk about this?
Yeah. Can we talk about this?
Wait a minute. Slow down.
Can
slow
we talk about this?
Charlie is cocaine.
Yes.
No, I would never do that in this country because I might not be able to stay in this country. I'm talking about a story a long time ago.
Charlie. Yeah. We're not talking about cocaine. We're talking about Charlie.
Yeah.
First of all, do you think the FBI listens to my podcast?
INS is fucking going through this stuff. Like, let's check in on that girl.
How funny would it be if they were and she got booted? Kelly, I would
imagine how. Can you imagine how long that text message would be? It'd be like 9. Just
I don't know what happened. Next thing I know, a guy came to my door. I said, "Any nice, Bobby? Please help me, Bobby. Listen to me. They put me back on a boat."
She was fucking waving from the back of the boat.
Oh, she's what is it, the fucking 1600s? Why is she taking a boat?
Because it's part of the Titanic.
It's going to take 17 months to get back.
Because it's funnier than a plane?
No. A plane.
I think Soda just can't do a plane noise. So it's like that SNL where Norm MacDonald's the sketch artist and he can't do hair or eyes. So it's always the unibomber.
That's funny.
Dan, you didn't have a big
Dan just wanted to do it. Dan, he did a fucking boat from the fucking 1600s, too.
But I nailed it. But I nailed that boat.
Hey, everybody, I just flew in.
We got gambling on the first floor. And we got can-can dances on the second.
Let's get back to Kelly's crippling drug addiction.
Okay.
No, I haven't done it in ages.
I get a text from her 4 years ago. But she was still living in Australia. Can
like
I talk
we, because we did this podcast
about?
Last week.
It was a reply to your text.
I know, but it was. I feel weird. I don't
know. No, say it. Fuck that.
Well, it's funny because you're like, we should all get together and hang out with Charlie.
Do this.
And you mentioned my girlfriend and me.
Yeah.
I've never met Charlie.
Flick your Adam's apple when you say that.
I was really high when I wrote that. When you texted me, I was really high.
My girlfriend's been sober for 3 years. And,
I didn't know that.
I've never done it. I know. What kind of friend are you?
I like Kelly's like, you just want a party?
Yeah.
I just imagine her in like a shimmery dress alone in an apartment.
This is too weird. I don't know what we can say.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Hey, listen.
I have herpes.
I'll tell you.
Kelly is addicted to cocaine.
No, I'm not.
I picture you like.
And I have warts on my asshole that won't leave.
You know, you're on that ledge.
Kidding, I don't.
My hair's back in a tight ponytail, like dark, smoky eyes.
There's a guy with a mustache passed out on her bed.
She has that white stuff in the corner of her mouth, like fucking Robert Downey Jr. in Less Than Zero. I have to go done sucking dick for heroin.
Haven't slept for 4 days. I felt great. I'll tell you the rest of the part of that story.
What's the rest of it?
The rest of the part of it.
I was hanging out with a boy that's been hanging around.
Blowing lines off his dick.
My first Puerto Rican.
Look at Phil's leaving. He's mad. Phil's leaving.
She's banging a Puerto Rican. Bobby, you missed the reveal.
Yeah, I know. She's banging a Puerto Rican, but Phil... Fucking dude, 5 o'clock. Phil just got mad.
No, he's got a girl. I met his girlfriend. She's lovely. So
all right, guys.
Stop outing everyone's girlfriend.
Yeah, you fucking. You really are a cock blocker. Why don't you tell people I have a wife?
Next thing you know, all that side pussy from the podcast is gonna wear off. All right.
So he was Puerto Rican, but I have to tell you the one thing about the story. But I got to do it in the Mark Norman cadence. One thing about those Puerto Rican guys. Hate condoms. Oh, this guy, I could not.
I don't know. Stop. Kelly,
you.
Stop.
First of all, that was your Norm impression as well.
No.
Weird.
Why does my mic stink?
It just sounds better.
I got it in my mouth.
I smell ghosts.
It's in my mouth.
Oh, boy.
Mine's in my mouth.
Kelly,
stay
shut. That ghost is the idea of thinking you're going to get laughs and then not.
No, I wasn't.
This is the new deal. Ready? Right. See this bandana?
Turn my mic down.
This bandana, okay?
Turn my mic
this
down.
Is, no, I'm going to turn your mic down. We're keeping it up because you're gold.
I gave you
this new
free
bandana
story.
Goes on the fucking microphone of the last stinker. So put that on your fucking
you
microphone.
Go. Tie it on.
That's your fucking
We're
you.
Need a few of those.
Kelly's taking a bomb. Kelly's taking a bomb. Tie that fucking thing on there.
This is never going to leave. This
also
tie that on there.
She was saying that Puerto Ricans don't like condoms.
No. No, they don't.
Yeah, we all know that.
How did
but
get the cocaine
I
in?
Didn't.
Hello.
Ow.
Hey. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
You thought they were very responsible.
Well, can I stop for a second?
Control.
It's not known to like, and I'm like, and it was a battle, and I'm just like, this is never happen.
Listen,
happened.
It's not. It's not Puerto Ricans. It's every guy doesn't like a condom.
No.
We all try to fucking stick it in without a fucking
bag. Yeah, but most guys don't put it up. A fight like most guys.
Well, did he have a knife to you?
Yeah, what did he
fuck? She a rape?
What is a
Well, you know, most guys don't hold you down and say they're going to murder your family back in your dumb island.
Kelly, what are you?
Let him get some fucking raw dick.
He really put up a fight.
Yeah, Kelly.
Whoa, that's weird. Well, you guys didn't happen to be on a boat.
That's what's going on.
Guys, the only way this could be worse is if we were on a big boat.
Not scoff-worthy.
It was the first one, but we didn't do it yet. He's making fun of himself. So he's actually getting
he's
credit.
He's never going to leave his mic.
Now, it's Gano. You're not bombing all the time. Listen.
Wow. You've never
bombing
said that.
All the time.
Bombing all the time. Bombing all the time.
I just like Mark's cadence.
But if you're going to bomb, don't use my voice. That was so bad. Norman's losing work. That was so bad. I just lost the Charlotte funny bone. All right, come on.
You're going down with the
Who
ship.
Books that?
Kelly.
Oh, I got a funny story.
Right. Wait one second. I need to know. Later. Kelly, I want to know.
Are you laughing at me? Or?
Kelly, no. Kelly, focus. No, listen, one second. Hey, I want to know. I want to know. Mm-hmm. So what did this guy, how does a guy put up a fight? Well, are you saying, please put on a condom? And he's like, no. And you're like, please.
No, it's like.
And you're like, no, fuck that.
Jabs her.
Yeah.
It's like, are you.
I want you to reenact what you did. I'm you. You're the guy.
Why don't
go
you
ahead.
Punch me in the face?
Can you please? All right, Dan, you be her and you be the guy. Ready? Oh, good. And be serious. All you right. Try to, please. Go ahead, right. Kelly, go.
All right.
You're the guy. You're the Puerto Rican.
I'm the guy?
Yeah, you're fucking, okay. What's his name? Rico?
Julio.
What was his name?
What was his
I'm
name?
I'm going to say his name.
Why? Because we know him?
No.
Okay, guys.
Lewis? Kelly, give me that wet pussy.
No, it wasn't. He didn't say anything.
I want to hammer fist your asshole.
I'm going to take you down.
I'm going to roll a blade and then fuck you in Washington Square Park.
Listen, go ahead. Go ahead. You're Kelly. Dan, you're Kelly.
Are we going to do these?
Yeah.
I need more trolley. You got any more trolley? I need to be nice and geeked up.
you're on cocaine and you're that's why you're fucking a Puerto
man.
Rican.
That's why you cash register mouth.
Go ahead, go Kelly, go.
All right, baby, you want to do this?
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Okay. You want a condom?
No.
No, it's where you condom.
No, don't worry about it. I'm fine.
No, that's where you condom.
You're on the pill. It's okay.
No, but you need a condom.
No, don't worry about it. We
I'm seeing
it.
Everything.
No, I'm fine.
I'm on so much Charlie. No,
You're getting the gayest Puerto Rican I've ever met.
Slap my tits. Slap my tits. Call me a Joey. Get more pouch. What you get more pouch?
Fuck me on a beanbag.
Fuck me on a beanbag. A beanbag.
All right, so listen. So he just is like, fuck. And did you fuck him?
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She blew him.
You blew him?
Yeah.
I fucking, God damn it, do I love Kelly.
She really is.
God damn it. Fuck. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
I don't fucking care if you think women aren't funny or funny or not. This broad is fucking honest, and she sucks a dick. She tells her friends.
And last night, I was hanging out with another guy, and after
Jesus,
we had sex, I went
easy.
Home.
You fucked
yeah.
him?
Yeah, then I went home.
You fucked him and then went home?
Yeah.
What is Kelly doing?
She's fucking...
I want to say that. I want my guy.
Boom, the truth.
Where are the Joe's on fire
chance? How Puerto Rican is he?
Yeah, you've got a lot.
Hang on. Guys. What did you say?
I said, how Puerto Rican is he? Like full-blown Puerto
yeah,
Rican?
Yeah, like Bronx Puerto Rican.
Yeah, like was his dick like 9 different colors of brown?
Right.
Was it the...
Yeah. Was it like light brown and then dark brown and then light brown and then dark brown?
Like the Neapolitan
and then,
of
Yeah, cock. And then the head was just like a different, like a
purple.
Tanny brown.
Are you describing the buffalo chicken I brought to you?
You know what the just weird delicious. Thing is? I've never been sent a dick pic before, but he sent me a dick pic.
Let's
see
it.
Can I see it?
See it.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. He's going to come and stab you, though.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. You think he
he's going to... He already raped her. What else could he do?
Plus, he probably doesn't want to have another fucking coke-filled conversation with Kelly.
I don't know.
Her sober, she goes a million miles an hour. Can't imagine her on
fucking...
Let me
see it.
Says Dan,
here we
you
go.
Imagine? It's, I am fucking brutal.
Anyone else have anything to say?
Give me the fucking thing. Let me see this cock.
Can I just preface it with...
Hang on, what?
I just want to preface it with... I'm going to show you, and I'm only going to show you.
Okay.
Fuck
okay.
That.
No.
Hang on.
No. This is why, because I've been around too many other comics where they show pictures of their girls or their girlfriends naked, and I really can't stand it.
I don't. Why? Who would do that?
No. Well, I've too many guys I've seen do it.
Everybody's eyebrow on the show just went up when I went, who would do that? They all look like Muppets. All right, let me see this
but
cock.
I'll show you, but I don't.
Why am I so?
That? I want to see this dick.
Like
hey, easy,
yeah,
homo.
I don't want to be lumped sorry. In. I don't want to be lumped
ever since
in.
You,
with,
ever since you broke Lewis out of straight jail.
I got to find it. I'm sorry.
I didn't break him out. He fucking smashed out.
Oh, he did.
He used dynamite.
Lewis is gay.
He really is.
I love him. Did you see that video he posted of him after the podcast?
No.
Oh, it was great. I mean,
what
the
was
cops?
It?
With, yeah, what I didn't. There? I don't know.
What
I
are you talking about?
So he tried. It started pouring of rain when he was on his rollerblades trying to go to where he had to go.
Wiggling his butt down, fucking West Third.
And then he caught the he hailed a cab to get in the cab because it was raining.
Right.
They wouldn't let him in because he had the rollerblades, and he had a massive argument with the cab driver. And the cops came in, and they all have an argument in the middle of the street, and the cops yelled at the taxi guy to take him. So, and then he had to take him. And then the next video is how awkward the fucking ride was. Because now Lewis is in the back going, dude, fucking New York taxi drivers, they stink. And he just started wailing on the guy. He's like,
I don't like you. I don't like you. You bring rollerblades into my car.
I don't like you.
Why? let me see.
Oh, I got...
Give me that scarf.
Give him that scarf.
Give him the scarf for that fucking shitty.
Oh, yeah, I don't even got a scarf anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You get, the, you get the scarf back for that.
Yeah, yeah,
reaction.
Seriously. And put it around your mouth. that was the low point in my podcast.
First of all,
let's put it in your mouth.
I'll tell you why I don't like this dick. You ready?
Well, I want to see the dick.
First of all, I don't like the. I'll tell you what. This dick makes. This dick has no. It has. Can you stop trying to look at my dick, Mark? Relax. I'll show it to you.
Bob's on fire.
Bob's on fire.
Listen.
Bobby's on fire.
This dick is the same size from the front to the shat. The whole. There's no.
I see it.
Yeah, it's like a tuna can.
Kelly, can we? Yeah. Just.
It's like a tuna can.
Can I just show them like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Does it hurt? That's a shiitake.
Oh, I thought I'm like, it's a mushroom. God.
Looks
it's
like one of those guitar
I've
necks. Holy shit.
It's got a thumbnail.
Are those his legs and knees, or is that his
I
balls?
I don't know, but why I've never been set one before, and I didn't
what?
Like it at all.
Why
it freaked me the fuck out.
His what is flaccid it? Dick.
I'm
looks like he's hitchhiking.
That's flaccid?
Why does
that can't be flaccid. That's flaccid. I'm moving back to Chicago.
Don't read any of the messages.
It looks like a fucking, like an atomic bomb explosion.
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
It's got a thumbprint. That thing's...
Wow, that's a...
Yeah. Come on.
Joe could not blow that dick.
Now, is that... That's not flaccid.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I wasn't there when he took it. But I just know I'm not lying at all.
That's a semi at best.
It looks like this microphone.
Oh, my God.
I got the
blood. All right,
all right. God, it's got
rings. All right. You're all right, you homos. Give me the phone.
Someone took a little too much off on the circumcision. Jesus.
Yeah, right?
Looks like
yeah.
A fucking whittled him down.
When he gets
looks
hard.
Like a maple tree.
When he gets hard. When he gets hard, it hurts.
He's like, yeah.
There's not enough skin.
Oh,
boy.
He bleeds. He doesn't listen to this.
Of course he doesn't.
He's Puerto Rican.
It's not in Spanish.
They can't afford
to talk about it. It's
Man, my first
goal.
You better tighten that on.
I'm fucking swinging and missing.
Yeah, all right.
So
I've never been sent one before. It was
podcasts?
Mortifying.
Nothing.
What did he say?
Oh, I missed that.
Oh. What'd you say?
He said, "I hope he's not listening." I said, "They can't afford podcasts."
Yeah. Give him that goddamn
free.
Fucking towel.
What do you mean? That's fucking.
Joe,
I said it
for bringing
it
back
ago.
Up your joke.
This is why
you
stink.
Can't do that. That's I'll take it, but that's entrapment. You fucking repeat that.
Wait a minute. Give it to me. That was a good one. I'll take that. Was a good one. I'm gonna take it from him for recovery. Right. Yeah. I give him points for that.
Entrapment.
What are you, a hooker?
That's what you guys did that before. I'm downstairs. They're going to record the thing. Everyone's like, "Come upstairs. Bobby wants to see you. Come up." As soon as I get up here, they're like, "This fucking faggot invited himself on." Fuck him.
Well, so hang on one second. Let me take that back for that shit story, you fucking asshole.
All right.
I secretly wanted it.
All right, listen, man. We got our new sponsors I just want to run in through. What was
he's trying to do a Steven Tyler dream.
I actually thought that was her. I'm looking at Kelly. She went over that way, and I thought she would just... She's
nope, it was all baby right. Mouth list.
Bobby lit up because that's pretty funny, actually, and he thought, all right. Oh, boy.
All right. Do me a favor.
I double knot that.
tie a fisherman's knot in that fucking thing. right now, we're going to take a quick break so everybody can pee, and Joe can grab another beer, and Kelly, and we're going to go in the back room and do a little fucking glory hole, baby. Hey, what's up? Kelly's here. Glory hole.
Kelly, glory hole.
I don't know about that. I'm quite tired already.
We got a new sponsor of the show. You guys want to help support this show. You guys already do by listening. You guys, but here's another way. Amazon.com. You guys buy stuff off Amazon, you buy it from us now. Go to our website.
That was very mafioso. You like Amazon? Well, guess what? Now you go through us.
I know. I'm winging this one. Here's the deal. You want to support the show? Go to our website, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and hit the Amazon button. All the stuff we talk about on Tech Talk, you can get on Amazon. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, you can support our show by just buying it from our page. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly Live and hit the Amazon button and purchase your items from there. It will support our show. We make a little kizash off of it, and that makes us look good. Makes us fucking look popular, kid. Mm-hmm. And then we get to buy all kinds of stuff for the studio and all that. And also, Gamefly.com, which Dan is very excited about.
Yeah, because you get, especially with the free trial for all fans of the podcast.
That's right. It's a two
DVD. You get a 2-game, 15-day trial.
Did you read what they?
I don't know how to read.
We got Gamefly, Joe, just as one of the new sponsors on the show. And you right now, if you sign up, if you go to Gamefly.com, /YKWD, you can sign up through there. You get a free trial. I think it's 15 days. You get two games. And the great thing about Gamefly, if you're a gamer, you know, it's look, I've had the fucking game. I've had $1,000 worth of video games that I didn't play anymore. And I wind up going back to fucking GameStop, returning them, blah, blah, dealing with all that horse shit. Fuck it. You don't have to buy them anymore. If you're going to buy them, you want to make sure they're good first. Make sure you like them. How many games have I gotten I spent $60 on and it sucked?
Yeah, it's the Netflix of video games.
Netflix of video games. You can actually try out the game before you buy or try.
Oh, Jesus, are you fucking dying over there?
It's good that God. Fucking chicken he gave me. That barbecue is burning
it's
my
poison.
Throat.
It was a fucking.
Joe, how could you?
It was a plant from the truth.
Yeah.
It's just, I have heartburn right now because
that's all your Dick Doherty dates.
You want to come?
Bobby, come over here. Do this fucking day for me over at the fucking Aku kid.
Anyways, Netflix.com. Go to, Gamefly.
Don't go to Netflix.
You cocksucker, you put Netflix in my head.
I was comparing it.
All right, here's two ways you can support the show. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and buy all your Amazon stuff from our page. We'd really appreciate it. I'm going to do it. You guys should do it. And then go to gamefly.com/YKWD and sign up for your free trial. It's awesome. I use it. Dan Soda uses it. Kelly doesn't, but she will if someday she can afford a fucking gaming system.
Coke on Amazon.
Come on, get some.
So, anyways, that's two new sponsors of the show. What are you laughing at?
I have no idea, but it's making me laugh.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing at the whole situation.
What's the situation? I'm trying to get through the fucking read of the sponsors of the show. We have a legitimate sponsor.
I know, that's why I'm laughing.
No more beer for you.
It's a legitimate
no.
moment. You're laughing. You're lit up by
I'm not
screen.
Laughing. I'm not
Soda's
laughing.
Drifting, just staring at you like an idiot. And
staring
it's just
at
hilarious.
You lovingly.
It's
nope.
just a bunch of the funniest people I know and Kelly just sitting here. And it's fucking hilarious. It's a wonderful, hilarious situation.
Joe Liss is on fire.
He is. He's on fire.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm so happy.
Joe does get funnier the more beers he has.
Yeah, try doing a podcast with no beers. How about that?
I did the first three with no beers yet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Look at it. Do that again.
Do what?
Where she was sitting, there was just like a little piece of skin between her armpit and her boob.
Oh, we should tell the audience.
Old skin, but it's stretchy.
What size tit?
Dad, give me that look. Oh, you
what
son
size,
of a bitch. Fuck you.
What size tit were you before you lost all the weight, Dan?
Dan, what size was I before I lost the weight? You're and you know.
Dan, you're getting big, dude.
I'm not getting big.
You're getting a little
he's
big.
Getting small again.
No, you look. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. You look like a wrestler back in the 40s.
I do. I really do have. I have 1920s prize fighter body.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Back when they used to curl radiators.
Yeah. Like, I'm strong, but clearly only my back and shoulders.
Hey, you want to have a fight?
Yeah, when they did chin-ups and push-ups.
You look pretty rough at that spa, I got to say.
Go fuck yourself.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
What, you went to a spa? What kind of gay thing was this?
We did a steam room.
Sometimes we have a romantic weekend.
You did wait a minute. You did a steam room?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was.
What do you mean you did a steam room?
We were at, he was.
Oh, not comedy.
No, comics at Foxwoods. They have a spa. And we got.
And you
over.
Do comedy there?
No.
Oh, I'm just picturing you fucking alt douchebags doing a show in a steam room over in the East Village. Hey, give it up for the next guy. It's called Monster Voice. Ooh.
Yeah, you
got a
Thundercats reference for us?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Mm.
Ooh, I'm sweating in here.
Yeah.
Did he just come sweating in here and then pull his collar? Take that. That's for you.
Hey, all right.
Hey, finally.
That's the first time he's got it. Good for you, Mark. You're bombing.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what? The line didn't do it. It's that you pulled your collar.
The physical act. Yeah,
like, I don't like pantomiming on this fucking podcast. How many times do I got to say it?
Damn.
Anyways.
I brought a flower that squirts, too, if you want to see that.
He just squeezed his tit.
That was really hard. Yeah, tighten that up, buddy.
Joe laughing while you were reading the sponsors just made me laugh because I just look over and he's doing that silent, losing his shit face.
I was trying to behave, but first of all, any situation where you have to be, you're supposed to be quiet is inherently funny.
Funerals.
I've laughed at every funeral I've ever been. Just look at my dead grandfather and everyone's sad and crying and it's a dead person you're looking at.
Right.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious, yeah.
And so then seeing you... You'd normally be real
that's
funny
it, just
and
seeing
silly,
me
just reading a thing. You're reading, and then you're sitting there like a whatever. You just look dumb, and it's great. Like hilarious people forced to be quiet so another hilarious person can read something.
Serious?
It's such a hilarious situation.
Yeah.
It's called having no respect, Bobby.
Ooh.
I call them hilarious. No.
Well,
yeah, but you call me hilarious.
Kelly really is an instigator.
Here's the thing. He called me hilarious.
That was for Norman only. And you didn't even laugh.
I almost did it. That's why I was more angry that you did it.
Was that Woody Woodpecker?
It's from Seinfeld.
Oh.
I don't like that Woody.
But he called me hilarious twice, which means that he didn't mean it. One time you mean it. Twice you don't mean it.
Yeah,
no, that's not true.
That is true. That's in the book.
Mm. All right.
Didn't you read the book?
You didn't read Cheat yet?
All right. Hey, we're not announcing that yet.
Sorry.
Easy there, Mako. I know you're fishing to belong, but
so
chill out.
Once you mean it, twice you don't mean it?
Yeah,
Kelly,
I'm
I think
kidding.
You're great. I think you're great.
That's
easy.
I should have gone to Soda.
That would have been better.
Because I knew Soda would laugh. Soda would laugh and retort. I knew you were just going to be like, fuck you.
She'll bat.
Hang on. No. Don't untie that. I'm still mad at you for your fucking little collar pinch. So, Kelly, see, here's the thing. He just said something to you. The response back... What are you doing, Joe?
Hilarious.
I just looked over and you were smelling Kelly's shoulder. What's wrong with you? What's in the beer? How many beers have you had?
Two.
He's at a Boston 2, which is 8.
Hey,
that was a good one. Yeah.
But you need someone to bomb. You can't just get rid of it from a good joke.
Yeah,
someone else is to bomb.
How many have you had?
This is my fourth.
Fourth. Okay.
I didn't eat a whole lot before.
Okay.
I gave all my food to you guys.
Okay.
I'm a gentleman.
We have to make sure there's food here for Joe when he's on from now on. We some meat.
What kind of fucking?
Well, everyone else is eating their cocks.
Here's the deal.
He came with the alcoholic Lunchables. But it was great. I loved it. Thanks. They were good.
Hey. Can you get the Vegemite out of the fridge, please? We're
going to
try this.
What? I've heard
we're
this
gonna
stuff
try
is
this.
Terrible.
It's great.
Oh, I'm not eating.
It's a squeeze bottle?
Hang on. Here's my manager right here. Let's my manager's on the phone.
What's a manager?
That's a manager. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the YKWD podcast. Who is this?
I heard what you said. I know you know who it is.
Jim, what's up, man? This is my manager, Jim Serpico. What's up?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
No, we're doing the show right now. We're just about to try some Vegemite.
Yuck.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. And Joe List is Joe List is fucking drunk, and he's smelling Kelly's shoulder.
The industry hates me. Take it easy.
What do you got, Jim? What's going on? You got anything?
I got something.
You're fired.
Talk about it now.
No, you can't.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'll call you when I'm done with this.
Okay, see you later.
All right, bye, Jim. Hey, did you like that video I sent you?
That video was very creepy and made me feel uncomfortable.
I sent them a video of me getting my ass waxed.
Jesus Christ.
All right, well, apparently it was the wrong decision. I'm sorry, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about it now, but that's actually why I'm calling.
Really? What are you? Are you firing me?
They picked up the show.
Yeah, we're dropping you as a client.
Because of the video?
It's disgusting. I think I'm going to sue you.
You get to keep 15% of the ass hair.
All right. I saved the ass hair. I made it into an art. I made it into a painting for you.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Goodbye.
I got a full one.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello. Hello?
He's gone.
Hey, Molly, you're on the YKWD podcast. This is Molly.
Oh,
she works at Apostle 2 at my management. What's up?
Hey, Molly. Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
Wow, you guys really shut down. I'm glad I'm the talent.
DeRosa sucks.
What'd you say? Joe List just says DeRosa sucks.
That was Norman. No, he already thinks
was,
I hate
that
him.
That was Joe List.
He already, no, DeRosa already has a complex about me.
All right, listen, here's the deal. What's up, Maul? You good?
I'm good. I just wanted to schedule something for you.
All right, I'll call you back in a little bit. Is that cool? You're coming
That's
on the show
totally
soon, right?
Cool. What's that?
You're going to come on the show soon, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right, Molly. I'll talk to you later. You're the best.
You're the best.
All right, say bye to everybody.
You're both wrong.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Molly.
Bye, Molly.
Bye, Molly.
All right, sometimes those calls don't work out. Sometimes, give me that bandana. I'm taking the hit for both of those assholes.
Sure?
Yeah, give me that. That fucking, wow. I actually sent SERP last night. My wife, my wife is an esthetician, and she
what
does,
is that?
She does facials and waxes, women. And she never really does anything for me. She never gives me facials. She never spas. She works at spas, but she never does shit for me spa wise. But every once in a while, like this last couple weeks have been very stressful for me. I had a lot on my plate. We were running from, 7 in the morning till fucking 12 at night every day nonstop. And last night she goes, I'm gonna wax your stuff. And I was like, you want to wax my ass? She's like, yeah. So she waxed my ass. Mm. And she did my...
Asshole?
Doesn't it hurt?
Well, she waxed everything.
Do you like everything?
So, your taint?
Your bareback.
Yeah, so this is the thing.
Oh, God.
My cheeks...
smooth right now.
I don't have a lot of hair on my ass, but there is hair, and I don't like it. Because, it's just awful. And she waxed my ass crack. And I just remember... Have you seen my asshole, Mark?
I've been judged by the rim. It must just look like two dinner rolls down there.
The actual asshole?
Well, the two cheeks, and you need the hair. It humans you up a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have hair on your ass?
I got a ton.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Let's Can see. I see it?
Yeah, let's see.
Come on.
Well,
let me see it.
Show us your butt.
It's the first time I'm here.
I'll show you my asshole.
Will you?
The inner asshole.
Well, can we do it after?
No. Why would I want to look at it? I'm like gay.
Sorry.
Anyways. So, I have video and I sent it. I don't know why I would just send that to my manager. I sent it to him and he literally did not respond to me. Like, when you send somebody a text or a video, you're like, you expect to fuck you. That's stupid. Nothing.
You got nothing.
Nah, I felt weird about it.
Awkward.
It's just awkward. And then I had to like text him, did you get it? And he was like, yeah, and then he wrote some like fucked up thing, and that was, and then ugh.
You just emailed it at HR.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Adult Swim will pick that up.
Adult Swim. Let me see if it's here. Let me
that
see.
Would hit.
Hey, you ready? Not you want to hear it? You want to hear it? Ready?
Yeah.
We'll hear it.
Oh,
we'll
see
we'll,
it.
We'll
no,
just
I'll
hear it.
It.
We'll hear it for now. Ready? And then you can see it, Kelly. Okay. I can show it to you. I can do both.
This is the worst part two since Beethoven's Second.
Ready?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's me getting fucked in the ass. That's the wrong video.
Is that you, Elle?
Okay. Are we done? Are we done?
Hey, you
want to
see it?
No, I don't want to see it.
That scream was like Lou Costello.
Just call me fat.
No, the
Anyways,
scream.
All right, I brought this fucking podcast to a screeching halt with my phone tricks. What the fuck did I do?
It's like we blew a 20-point lead in the second half here. we were on fire at the beginning.
Yeah. I really stink.
Oh, man. That was like Festuca, no doubt.
Oh.
What? I thought that was the game.
That's what they do to me.
I know. What is that?
You shit on everyone. I'm
Dan's
like,
allowed. Joe's slowly getting in.
All right. Well, I got to work my way in somehow.
I love Joe's little fucking... He has drawing eyes. You know when you made little...
Drawing?
Yeah, just little round black eyes.
Certain words really make me laugh. Bobby, say audience.
Audience.
No, say how you normally
fucking
say it.
Fucking audience.
You say audience.
Audience.
You say
audience.
It like Jimmy Vollner from South Park. Wow, what a great audience.
I say that?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
How do you hear that?
But so you were talking, when we had Norton on, you're like, yeah, but then the audience. And then, you also got the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
I said that a bunch of times.
Yeah, and I just kept thinking of Jimmy with crutches on South Park going, wow, what a great audience.
Motherfucker. You are a motherfucker. I'm glad that I said that and you never brought it up.
Dan does actually fuck mothers. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
You fucked a mother? Do you ever fuck a chick who was married?
Never fucked a married chick.
Oh, I have a great story.
Go ahead, doll eyes.
Can I tell you about Indianapolis?
Oh, my God. No, this is in Boston years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. Oh, no, no, it was way longer than that. It was probably
I hope at the end of the story, it's fucking you getting this bandana. Go.
So No. I'm
Before you get into the story, can you please just try a little bite of that Vegemite?
There's no way. I'm a picky maniac. I don't
need. Love to try.
Please. All right, try. Please. It's actually good for you, man. It's really good stuff. Put it on your finger. Here we go. You're getting this on video, right? Hey,
oh
put
God.
This on butter with crackers. Yeah. Good. Just take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Is it bad? Oh, is it bad?
It looks like fucking
try
Pennzoil.
It's good. It's good. This is what Dan... No, this, Dan. Oh. They eat this all the time in fucking Australia.
Terrific. No. If you have some toast...
Oh, shit. Shit, is it bad?
I'd rather eat ass. Holy shit.
Let me try some.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting.
It's that terrible.
What is it? What does it taste?
Dan, Joe, you have to try it.
I'll throw up.
Listen, it doesn't matter. Get the barrel. Where's the barrel?
No, I'll
the
throw
barrel,
up.
You won't throw up. There's a barrel right over there. Look at the barrel.
I don't want to do it. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry.
Just a little bit. Just a tiny, just a dot. Just a dot. Just a little bit. Go. Just do it. Let me see. Go. Don't we can throw up in your shirt, you idiot?
I hope he does.
No, I can't do it. Just licking it.
Give him a napkin.
He's gonna throw up.
Let me see. Now you can eat that right out of the fucking bottle.
Swig a beer.
Oh my God! Look! This fuck. That's why she can suck dick.
Oh my God!
Till the cows come
they
home.
Grow up eating this garbage.
Oh my God!
Oh, fucking the aftertaste.
Yeah, it's brutal. I'm not good with
the Australia. Fucking.
Take a sip of beer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This should be a fucking drinking game right now. Every time you miss, you have to take a sip of beer. You have to guzzle a beer and eat some of this shit.
No, I can't do that.
The thing is, you got to have it with, like toast with butter and Vegemite.
Oh, that's
not
good.
Lots of butter.
Why would toast and butter make this better?
It's the best wake up in the
morning. And could you serve it in a more unappeasing way?
It's a travel way. No, it's normally in a jar.
This looks like fucking bathroom caulking.
Yeah. Right.
Like, literally, if I was like, hey, guys, one of my tiles in my shower's loose.
Dude, I need Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
This stuff, it smells like pure vitamins.
It's so fucking gross.
I just feel very sentimental having said that.
You should. You should. This is probably what your vagina smells like. That's what happened to your asshole.
I'm glad. Joe got that scarf already on that mic.
That veggie might be the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Here you go, Joe. There's that bandana for you, you fucking.
Veggie might be the worst thing I've ever tasted.
All right. That's not really going
Can I tell my story? I got a good story.
Yeah, all right, here we go. I'm sorry.
I'm fucking a married girl. I don't want to give away the ending.
Let's present the story correctly. Will you please intro his amazing fucking American Girl story?
Welcome back to Joe List's Red Shoe Diaries. We're going to take you back to 2003. Beantown. It's the winner. Red Shoe Diaries with Joe List.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I did a set at the old connection.
I really liked that.
Yeah,
that was I was into that.
I wanted everyone to know that I did the horn because I was pretty proud of it. People were like, "Man, Soder is good. He was doing the hi hat."
Was he Rozelle?
This broad's eating Vegemite like it's fucking.
You're tasting it on your teeth there, Jesus.
I did a set at the old connection, Faneuil Hall, and then we went to the Hong Kong next door and sang karaoke. This girl was with like a business meeting, and it was all from karaoke. It had nothing to do with my set.
Mm-hmm.
fill in zings. All right.
Wait a minute. You got pussy from.
I'm afraid we're out of time.
You got pussy from singing.
Karaoke. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
That would be a couple times.
Look, I can believe that. Just as long as you say you don't get pussy just from nothing.
I've gotten. No. I've never gotten
from
pussy.
From being Joe.
I've never.
From walking into a room.
I was in a bar and I got laid. Yeah. No, I don't believe it.
That's never happened.
Joe walks in that lady. I just want to fuck that bird face.
I've never.
He really lights up a dive bar.
He really does light up a dive bar.
He really does look like an intelligent bird.
Like a house bird.
Yeah, like the bird that would go, I found the rule book and it's in right here.
we can
beat the owls if we just.
Let me tell you a story.
Almost failed out of high school.
What? With those glasses?
Yeah. I didn't have them then.
All right, so you do karaoke.
He's my granddad. He passed them down to me.
What was his name? Thomas Jefferson?
Ah, oh, that's
No, Joe doesn't like black people.
No, no, no. My granddad was born in like 35.
What?
Yeah.
He's luck in the dirt.
You should tie that bandana around your neck.
I want to
so
know.
Anyways, all right, go ahead. I do karaoke. I rip it. This girl.
What song?
What was the song of choice?
I don't want to give it away because I have a bump into you. Okay. Sometimes I do. You want to take it?
Well, I know he asked what song you're doing.
Oh, go ahead.
You usually do Born to Run.
That's true.
You also do...
Hurt So Good.
Hurt So Good. He nails Hurt So Good. Yeah, he is unbelievable
what
karaoke.
What is Hurt So Good?
John
Come
Mellon.
On, baby, make it hurt
John Cougar
so
at the time.
Good.
Sometimes love don't feel like it should. You make it.
I would love to see Kelly and Joe fuck one night by accident.
Right?
Just by accident. Just Kelly. Kelly to get fucking just fucked up on her fucking crack or meth, whatever she's doing at the time.
Sorry, Joe. I think on the last podcast, you were really funny when you did the thing. You want to go blow? You want to fuck?
Yeah, and then it fucks the shit out of Joe. It just gives him some hope. You know what I mean?
Right.
Joe,
what are you fucking mad at me?
Joe sees life like an original animation, just that winking.
Like the old Mickey Mouse on the boat.
The old Nickelodeon.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
It's a lady can canning.
Yeah. The hula girl.
All right, go ahead, Joe. So you're killing it. You're killing it.
All right, so I kill at karaoke. I'm talking to this girl, whatever, and we're drinking. The old Hong Kong has the
Scorpion Bowl.
Scorpion Bowl. We had Scorpion Bowl races, which is a big thing, and. Yeah.
It's completely irresponsible to do
it's
that.
It's not good, yeah. And so we're just getting wild and drinking, and then I ended up going, long story short, I ended up going back
getting
to
getting wild. Home. What is getting wild?
Oh, we're
mean?
Just boozing, and I'm taking my shirt
yeah,
off.
Yeah. Live action.
Yeah.
Can you get me a water?
Yeah. Well,
this story's drying my mouth out.
This is a long story. Yeah,
what do you mean it's a long story? Fuck you.
That's what
fuck
we did.
Fuck your fucking mother and her mother.
Well,
I've been trying
you
to
don't
tell.
Fucking talk about Trish that way. Or Dee Dee.
Not yours.
He just replied to me.
Your
like,
grandmother's name is Dee Dee?
Yeah, she's dead. Trish. Thanks for bringing that
I've
up.
I've been trying to tell this story for 90 minutes, and everyone
I don't
keeps
care.
Telling.
She should be. No, because she's, I mean, the
old,
age.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
Not
yeah,
that
right.
Boy,
she
I'm really
be.
Hogging all the air here.
Yeah, all right, crack that bear.
All right.
Use those teeth. Why don't you just blink on the fucking top of the bottle?
All right.
I'm sorry.
It.
Go ahead.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
That's good. Joe's finally catching a hot one.
I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead, Joey.
So anyways, go back to your hotel and we had sex.
Come on, Joe. Well, I love you, Joe.
So we go back to the hotel and we're making out or whatever, and she's petite. She's a hot girl. You know, I take her shirt and blah, 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 blah. We start fucking, and I'm fucking her, and it's exciting, and I'm on top. And all of a sudden, she's like, yeah, give it to me. Yeah. And starts bawling.
And then you realize there was mirrors bawling. On the ceiling, and she was actually watching what she was doing.
She's watching a lump of paste just fuck her on top.
On my butt
she saw a bottle of Vegemite fucking her. And it smelled the same.
So she starts just crying, and I'm like, wow, why, what? And she goes, I'm married! And starts crying, and like I'm still like kind of half dressed. I'm like, yeah.
Slow
what?
Fucking her?
I'm sorry?
Do you want me to stop?
And then she goes like this. She's crying. She's like bawling. She's just laying there. Like, and she goes, you might as well finish.
Did you?
Man. So, what am I not going to tell that part?
I know.
Yeah, stepping in. Wait. No, tell if you did or not. I was just going to bail.
Give Kelly that bandana. For being a shitty fucking story ruiner.
Story has been going on forever.
Shut up. Because you've been interrupting me.
That,
I'm not telling a long story, you fucking.
Yeah, Mary, I can't have nothing to do with Jesus.
First of all, you did deserve that, but
yes.
But not outside,
well, I mean,
like on the show.
You're saying the story's taking forever. It's because everyone else is piping in.
Well, here's
with things about how
it's
shitty
called,
I look.
It's called punching it up.
Yeah, listen. That's what I'm saying. Karaoke had nothing to do with it.
The show is getting broken up by being talked about things I can't change about myself.
All right, way to make it real.
Yeah, take that back.
There we go.
There you go. Give it back, Kelly. Right,
so anyways, yes.
I love that Joe just took the bandana back.
If I'm not mistaken, somebody asked if I did, in fact, finish. That was you? Okay, great. So I'm fucking her, and she goes, you might as well finish. So like, I do like a couple more pumps, but she's bawling, so I'm like, I'm really not into you crying. It feels very rapey. Yeah. It's not my scene.
Right.
So then I like pulled out and I was just like, all right. And then she rolls over into the fetal position and she's just like,
are you still fucking her?
Like whimpering. But I stopped fucking her because she rolled over. So I'm laying there, but I got a hard cock and I'm 22 years old. And
right.
And I was just fucking her. And so I just got on my knees and just jerked off and came
are
on
you
her butt
fucking
cheek
kidding
while
me?
While she was crying and just
while
kinda
she was crying in fetal position.
Yeah, yeah.
You cried on a little you came on a little baby girl
who just wanted
to go
to
home.
Be married.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking emotionally.
I know, she said I could finish, but I didn't.
Yeah, but not
I
in
to call you a cunt. I'm sorry, I was sorry. Trying to.
It's okay, Joe.
Be beautiful. So anyways, I can't. But then, oh, there's more to the story, real quick. I'll tell. By the way, for the record, this has been about an 80-second story. That's been interrupted a bunch.
Yeah, we
defensive.
Get it.
Why is that defensive, Jay?
Because you're being offensive.
Hey, let's finish the fucking story.
Yeah, just me. You can you guys fuck so later, come please, and just tell the story.
Kelly was the girl.
What an Alfred Hitchcock twist!
You're married?
Yeah.
So I come. And then
on her ass cheek.
On her ass cheek.
And she's still crying.
And she's kind of crying.
She's crying in fetal position.
Now, right. you were kneeling when you
yeah.
came.
Yeah. So then I wake up the next morning. And
where?
In the hotel room. Next
with
to
her.
Her. Yes.
Wow. What did you
I'm
do between?
Wet. I love
fall asleep. I'm soaking wet. Everything's soaking wet. I'm like, why the fuck is everything soaking wet?
Oh, God.
I pull the sheets down. She's still in the fetal position. She's pissing a second time, like projectile pissing out of a fetal thing.
What?
So out of the back.
She pissed on me twice. Yeah.
What?
So I get up. I dry off. I get my keys. I get my keys and wallet. And there's $4 sitting on top of her purse. And I took the $4 from her.
You're damn right you did.
$2 for each time she pissed on me.
I love that this.
And left.
She pissed on this fucking
well,
skinny
was hammered.
Bird.
She was hammered. And people later were like, didn't you notice the ring? And literally, it was just ignorance. Like, I was 22 years old. I didn't. I don't even know. Like, I don't
you
look at jewelry.
You woke up
I mean.
Like in The Godfather. In
exactly.
The bed,
exactly.
King's head.
Like Staling Herden.
Yeah.
Sterling Hayden is his real name. A little inebriated.
Holy shit.
As a bedwetter, I got to say, it's nice to see that go the other way. Because I've peed on a lot of one-night stands.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You went to bed?
Yeah.
When I'm hammered, I went to bed like an animal.
What?
Oh, tell the thing about the. I know it's a bit, but it's really funny. The Tampax thing.
Oh, this is going to fucking ruin.
Come on. Yeah.
That's a good
story. Yeah, Byron Allen over here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good setup.
I know it's awkward doing
a
bit.
Hey, tell
funny.
This thing you might bomb at because I'm gonna fucking expose it right now for not being a real story.
I want to hear more about the bedwetting. You're an adult,
Bobby. You'll
it's
like
when
it.
I drink though. It's when I'm like wasted.
No. Again, you're an adult, and you shouldn't. That's not an excuse.
I mean, I went to bed
unless
as a
you're
kid.
A homeless person.
I went to bed as a kid, and I guess it tacked on the booze. You know, like whenever I get like blackout, I went. To
yeah,
bed.
You know what you could do for that? Not get blackout. That'd be a good thing.
You pissed on your girlfriend?
This isn't helping. What's
really?
You pissed on your girlfriend a few times?
Oh, many a time.
She still stays with you.
Is she weathered to it now?
Yeah, she doesn't
care. She's like, hey, you did it.
She wakes up in a haze.
She like it?
Nah, she hates it. But you know.
You sure?
Hates it. Yeah, yeah.
So well, she would hate it because she's waking up in your piss.
Yeah, yeah.
She don't have a sleep.
So what did you think when the first time you saw maxi pads?
Well, when I was a kid, I thought they were for bedwetting. I was like, I need this. You know, I was like 8 years old. I didn't know what a period was. I was like, this is mine.
And you didn't have a penis. So, I'm kidding.
I did.
I'll just throw this in between you two and one of you can catch it.
You guys can fucking grab on each end like
I'm
two gonna, fucking...
First of all, I take it because he set you up. You fucking
it's
set.
A good bit if you had just gone with it right away. If you'd been like, fucking...
Yeah, probably a good bit in front of an audience. We're comics.
Audience.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow, what a great audience.
I told
you. Have you seen this? Have you heard about
this?
Have you seen this?
Apparently, the Chinese and Japanese aren't getting along. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Boy, we got outscored like 30-9 in the third quarter, but the fourth, we're really killing it.
Yeah.
I call this bandana, it's called the microphone mustache.
It's
staying on there.
It's like, I like
just solidified
the thank you.
I would have said Sam Elliott. I would have threw Sam Elliott in there somewhere.
Thank you for punching up my shitty joke with your shittier joke. you know how hard it was for dummy not to do Sam Elliott voice?
I was really holding back.
He does a good one. Let's hear it.
I was really about to hold back, Mijo.
He usually does a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's close.
This is way better than that. way more fun than Bob and Tom, by the way.
So anyway, what's your name again?
Jeff.
No, what is it?
It's Mark Maron.
Mark Maron. Oh, I wish it was him. This podcast would get some hits.
The top 10.
We get some fucking subscribers. Whoa. Hey. Was it
stays on the mic.
This is coming off before the end of the show. I ain't stopping the show until this fucking microphone
it's
mustache.
It's 9 at night. Like,
right. Get Joe to tell another story. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh.
This podcast is going to be longer than The Roots.
There you go,
I
Joe. So anyways, thank you.
Thank you. I was going to say this is longer than a Kelly Festuca setup to a joke.
You added to a joke.
Give him that fucking
joke. Hey,
all right, guys.
Be
this has been
a Kelly Festuca setup. You know, to a joke. Like she runs sting operations regularly. Hey, I'm not buying that Coke. This is a Festuca setup.
I love this fucking creep. Came on a crying chick's asshole. What the fuck is that?
That's fair. That's fair.
That's fair.
She got off easy.
I could have came in or she said keep going.
Do you know how selfish you are?
Selfish would have been to keep fucking her. I stopped.
No, to do what she said would have been okay for her to say, for you to go fuck that. I'm not into this, but I wish. I'm not into you fucking you and crying, but I will jerk off on you while you cry on your side. It's so fucked
with
up.
Her knees in her chest.
I was a tight.
You came on her ass too. You
would have
just shrugged your shoulders and
do you know what the image, if you took a photo, if 5 o'clock Phil had a photo of some girl crying in fetal position and this dummy jerking off on him,
biting his bottom lip.
I was a youngster.
God damn, he probably
the divorce now.
Astray.
Just once above the ear a little too much.
Right.
It's just the psychology in that is so twisted that he somehow found an angle that he was comfortable in to come. That's all it was about. I'm gonna fucking blow my load. Oh, she had it, and then she pissed on you twice.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me
two
so happy. Yeah, we got that.
Yeah.
So girl piss shoots.
There you go.
I think if you're sideways,
take one bend. Bandana for that $2 a piece line you already told twice.
Recycling it.
Yeah, we're not your fucking audience. I said that intentionally.
Go back.
All right, so check it out, guys. We did this podcast the week after.
6 months ago.
6 months ago.
Kelly was a virgin when we recorded this.
She has, yeah, right. you're getting real slutty.
No.
Yeah, you are. And it's fun. I like it. You know I like that you're getting some dick. You need the dick.
Yeah, I normally go through big droughts. I normally go like 4 months with nothing. Yeah. And then when it rains, it pours. I'll have like four.
What
or
is
five.
Your pussy, the fucking Serengeti?
Yeah.
Wow. Shit. Dude, I really thought Serengeti.
It doesn't help that I don't know what the Serengeti is. I believe I boiled some last night.
One of those for dumb comments?
There you go, Kelly. Bam! And that's the end of the show.
I thought I was getting it for saying I boiled some last night.
Yeah, you brought it back up.
I thought maybe you didn't hear it.
I'll put it on for you, Joe.
You know this bit is hilarious today. But you know what's going to suck when somebody new comes on the show and they're like, I don't get it. But why did I get a bandana? All right, I'll tie it around.
You guys
whatever.
Are really mean.
Fuck them. So yeah, Kelly, I'm glad that you're getting some dick.
Yeah,
it's
power.
Well, who's that?
Hey, Tech Talk.
Hey,
it's the Puerto Rican guy.
He's actually black.
No,
I'm kidding. Don't say Dominican. It like that, you fucking New Orleans ass.
No, he ain't one of them.
He's not a fucking horse breeder.
I got the vapors.
I got the vapors.
All right, so check this out, guys.
We got killed.
I'm glad you have that bandana. We're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna do a little tech talk with my friend Christian, the Dominican tall fucking glass of water.
Yeah, he is.
That we have, and I'm surely gonna fucking what? You gonna borrow my what?
Do something to it.
No. You gonna put the okay? Can I have my phone? My other stuff though. Dude, is that racist that I don't trust that when a Dominican tries
Dominican
to grab your
just
phone?
Forcefully grabs your phone? No, you're in the right.
I don't like that he whispered it too. Can I borrow this? And he did it with an American accent.
Ew.
Can I borrow this?
I don't trust
he didn't do it with his accent. Yo, can I borrow your camera for a signal?
No condom, Kelly.
No condom, Kelly.
I don't want to wear a condom, Kelly.
I don't, listen.
Hey,
let
give me more Charlene. I'll think about it.
Let me tell you something, okay? I want to come in your fucking belly, Kelly, okay?
Belly, Kelly.
Not happening.
You ever cried during lovemaking?
You fucking let you put.
Yeah, you have.
You let him. First of all, you let him put it in a couple times without the condom. I guarantee
yes.
it.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, you did.
He rubbed it up against.
Be careful with that.
There was definitely some rubbing. There was rubbing, and I had to always go.
I know he.
And I was nice about it until like. You know, 45 minutes later, where I'm like, so
you had to start dangerous. Scratching his eyes.
Yeah. Well, when he showed you the sharpened toothbrush, you don't know what to do.
The paint roller that he smuggled in from the maintenance closet.
Yeah, you realize.
A box cutter.
A sharpened paint roller.
You realize his pit bull was fucking you, too.
I've not cried during sex. Have had a guy cry on me, though.
Wow.
What?
You know why?
Like Becky Owen,
that's because your ass.
Because he took the last of his Coke.
Wow. 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 Wait a minute.
No, you don't get off that easy.
I like that was so bad. Fucking Mark, who doesn't even know me, grabbed my knee and squeezed it.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. You guys are cunts. That was pretty good.
No, we all looked around to see where the bandana was, and it was already
she
there.
She took the last of his
we
got to
fuck
hilarious.
This. You suck.
No,
I love you, Joe.
That was good.
Look
and
at
eat shit. Right now, there are 200 people listening to this worldwide that are laughing. All right.
All right. So listen, what do you got to plug, brother?
Mark? I just Twitter, I guess. Mark Norm @MarkNorm, and go to my website, MarkNormanComedy.com.
Mark's great on Twitter.
Hey, Jinx, you owe me a blowjob.
Norman's a great. Now is this an American rule
yeah,
that when you,
you
get Jinx,
thank
you gotta fuck
you.
Norman's a great tweeter. So
okay,
free.
Great.
So
we got Kelly. What do you got?
I've just got Twitter, Kelly Fustuca. That's it.
All right. Make sure you go to at YKWD Podcast on Twitter and join up the fun. If you're a fan of any of the people on the show, make sure you join YKWD on Twitter podcast. YKWD Podcast on Twitter.
And on Facebook, that's where all the photos and all the everything you need.
All there. The videos we take, all the beautiful photos that 5 o'clock
Phil
takes. And the videos that he's gotten better at, hopefully. If you ever turn the camera sideways again, I will cut your fucking throat.
You got a mic right there.
I will.
I
swear to God, fucking Phil, you ever do that iPhone shit again, I will kill you.
What iPhone?
That shit we're aside. Where'd you get those shoes, by the way? Clown School? Waka Waka? Give me the bandana.
There we go. Hey. At least he knew it was coming back to
him. But I intentionally. Wait, that wasn't intentional. I went Waka Waka. Ah, shit.
It wasn't the Waka Waka. It was the clown shoe.
Converse, wow. Motherfucker. These are good shoes.
Whoa.
Get lippy.
Yeah, why don't you give that back
sorry.
To
Kelly. Okay, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I like the contrast of your sneakers on Noam's couch.
Oh, apparently you've never been a guest in someone's house before.
Yes. All right, so Joe.
Now I feel better. Okay.
Joe, what do you got?
Someone pointed out to me I should plug my album on iTunes. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
So Far No Good. It's available on iTunes. I hate it, but some people might like it.
Some pearls
and then,
in there.
Yeah, there's some good jokes. And then starting every Tuesday at Crown, what the fuck's that place? Triple Crown in Midtown. My girlfriend, Sarah Talmash, is going to do a comedy show I'm going to be a regular on. But check that out. It's a free show.
What do you do?
Every
you do
Tuesday,
stand-up?
Triple Crown. Yeah, she has two improv groups and like 4 or 5 comics.
Can I come on?
Yeah, anytime, of course. Are you kidding? We'd love to have you.
Okay.
Should love to have you. It's her show.
Okay.
But Triple Crown every Tuesday. At I forget what time. And then my album is So Far No Good on iTunes.
So Far what?
So Far No Good.
So Far No Good. Make sure you guys pick that up. Support Joe List. A fucking hilarious guy. Soda, what do you got?
I will be at Levity Live with Gary Goldman.
Hey! Wait a minute.
You're
down.
With me.
I don't think I'm with you at Levity. I'm with you somewhere else. I looked at it again.
No, I are you with me?
Well, then I'll be there with you too. When are you there?
Man, this is awkward. Goldman asked me to do that. I couldn't do it. I said you should call Mark Norman, and Soder has the gig.
Oh!
I think everyone must feel uncomfortable.
Did you
right
request
now.
To do it with Goldman?
No, he asked me to do it. Like
I just told
yesterday.
You.
So he asked you to do it with Goldman, but they asked me to do it with you. So you're doing it with me and Goldman?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Is
no,
that?
It's not bad.
What feature?
It's not bad, you fucking sneaky cunt.
I'm not being sneaky.
Yeah, you are. You're trying to get away with something that you don't have to get away with. You look at him and going, I don't know. You just said, I don't know. You want me to rewind this shit?
No.
I said, are you with me? I don't know. Maybe I'm with, you know, are you with both of us?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go.
All right, so July 25th through July 27th.
Nobody live. I'll be opening for Gary Goldman.
So you playing the field, huh? You're with somebody else. You're with another headliner.
No, he called.
Really? Is that how it? So if some guy calls my wife and says, "Hey, I'd like to bang you," it's okay for her to do that?
That makes no sense, and I'm glad
you're
that Scott
mine.
Is on your microphone.
You're fucking mine.
I ain't nobody's Bobby.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. No, so Gary Goldman, I love Goldman. I love that. You're gonna fucking kill too at this club.
Gary. Yeah, we have.
I'm cutting you down to 8 minutes. That's actually worse for you. Dan, if you cut Dan down to 8 minutes, he does better. If you make him do 25, he does worse because he only has 8 minutes of good shit.
I have 9.5.
Wow, this bandana should be tightened. all right.
How was that room? Have you been there?
Huh? I don't know. No, I've never been
there.
It's
amazing.
Fucking gorgeous.
You know what I love, though? I'm excited to play there, too, but yeah. I love bananas, too.
I like bananas.
I'm just gonna. I'm gonna try to get Kelly to MC.
Oh, we had a great time with bananas.
Maybe all three of us will do that. Or maybe me. Maybe I'll have Joe do it this time. Since you're with Gary all the time and you want to work with Gary, I'll have Joe work with me.
Joe, I would love to work with you.
Oh,
that would be amazing.
I'd love to. Yeah, we could kiss.
Yeah, we can make out.
I mean, have fun with these two.
All right, so I'm gonna ixnay the old fucking Joe Liste and Kelly A,
no,
and go back to fucking you A. I said that in code.
What were you saying? No.
All right, there we go.
Oh, thank God. I knew I was. I really was literally talking until she spoke.
All you have to do is just wait it out. You just got to counterpunch
it,
Kelly.
Exactly.
You just got to wait and then attack.
It's like Rich Voss. You know he's going to say, okay, okay.
Just take a hit for you guys.
Hey, 5 o'clock, Phil, what do you got?
I got nothing. I mean, it's all about you
guys.
Oh,
you're really anticlimactic.
Give us your website.
What's your website, brother?
Oh, yeah, philprevencio.com. Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Are you on Bravo? Where'd you get the accent? I thought you had a girlfriend. Oh, one second. I do have something.
You know what's a fun thing to do in the fall?
Take photos in black and white. Because the fucking contrast really is amazing.
Or a boat ride.
Did you guys ever see...
No, thank you for reminding me.
Don't ever point at me, Phil.
Yeah, don't point.
Sorry. No eye contact. You can got a present.
Mark, you can grab my knee anytime you want. What is it?
Trying to tell you something.
I'm sorry.
I have a present for you guys. I don't know when this is going to come out or what, but
2 weeks.
We'll do it on air. It's going to be great.
Really?
Yeah.
Present.
If it's buffalo chicken, it's been done.
Warm buffalo chicken.
Spit it out. Spit it out, you fucking monster mouth.
That was funny, though. That was fucking funny.
So, yeah, we'll do that.
That's great.
It's buffalo chicken. It's been done. All right. That's great.
I love lists.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys.
Polanco's stealing our souls right now. What are you doing there?
With his Dominican witchery.
You voodoo. We're going to be braiding horsehair in a minute.
First of all, I don't like your pullover fucking Jane Fonda hoodie you have on.
Jane Fonda workout.
Yeah, you
good
fucking cocksucker. You on Golden Pond, little comfortable bitch.
I love that movie.
All right. So, and me, you know me, Robert Kelly. You can go to robertkellylive.com. Make sure you guys, we're going to thank the, I can't even do it. I can't thank the donation people because we don't have fucking internet up here.
So next week.
Next week, we're going to thank all the people that donated. And you know what? A lot of people donated last month.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Do I get paid
How
finally?
Do you know?
Can I?
Well, I'm just saying, donations are huge.
How do you know?
Can I take this scarf off?
I don't donate, so the fact that other people do, it's a good thing. Right? If you keep staring at me, I'm going to wet myself.
Oh, that makes me so happy if you just pissed this bit. We have a lot of people that donated, so we're going to thank you guys right now. You know who you are. You guys are fucking great. Thanks for supporting the show. We're going to be adding video Ustream channel to this podcast very soon. Fucking typical Spanish person.
Whoa, that almost went down the wrong way.
Did you say a Spanish person?
No, I almost said Spanish person. But thank you guys for donating. We're going to thank you guys on the mic next week and announcing your names. I know you guys love that. And make sure you support our sponsors. Again, you're going to buy something off Amazon, buy anything. You can get anything off of Amazon. Just go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to our page, YKWD page on Riotcast, and hit the Amazon button. And if you're going to go to Gamefly, make sure you're to gamefly.com/YKWD and join. It's a free trial. You get 15 days and two discs. That's a 2.95. I suck. A $22, and they didn't have to do the other.
But it's
percentage.
A gift to them for being such a great audience.
It's a gift. You're a cunt. It's a gift to you guys. You guys support us, and they give you free stuff. So that's all you have to do. You don't want to donate to us? You can support us by going to those two things. We want to thank Laugh Spin Live. We want to spin
Laugh Button.
Go Runner. You know what? We're done with Go Runner. We thank them enough. YowzaFitness.com. Make sure that if you're fat fuck, go to YowzaFitness.com. Get yourself a nice folding treadmill. They're beautiful to house, especially if you live in New York and you have limited space. These treadmills are the best. YowzaFitness.com. Go to Cringe Humor. Check them out. And make sure you check out all the other podcasts on Riotcast. This is the actual best. I'm the best, and I believe this from my heart. The best podcast network out there on the internet. We have everything from Bailey J to Davey Mack to Florentine. I mean, all the fucking shows, the Jersey Jerks, the girls, the nerds, all of us. And this show just happens to be the best one on the fucking network.
Boom.
But seriously, go check out support all the other shows. We have great things in store for you guys coming out real soon. So keep your ears to the train tracks.
Give back that bandana, Kelly.
Yeah.
I wasn't done. I don't get to finish.
Stop your horses.
Keep your ear to the what? Keep your ear to that bandana getting tied on your microphone. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Can't let Bobby end on that.
Please give it back to her. Just give it back to her for a fucking cartoon Bugs Bunny. That's all, folks.
Bobby and
Friends. Okay.
Just let him finish.
All right, well, here we are. You ready? We're going to do a little
Tech Talk with Bobby and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have Christian is here, my little Tech Talk buddy. The only one who...
Tech Talk twink.
Twink.
Yeah. He's my Tech Talk twink.
He's my power bottom in Tech Talk.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
Oh, go for it.
What do you want?
Get another beer.
Get another beer, you fucking drunk.
Go on.
Just don't you ruin my little Danny boy.
Dan has not had a beer.
All right, so here we go.
Good for you, anyway.
Good for you, Danny. Good for you. Therapy's working.
I had a good talk with Alan today.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You have to have it every week, too.
Yeah, well, might have to start going to some meetings.
Well, I'll take you if you need
kidding.
To go.
I can't. No, enjoy Guinness.
That was the biggest backflip I've ever seen.
The fact that you're going to fucking throw your life away just to make money and have a fucking gig is hilarious.
I'll tell you what.
All right. Nice talking to you. Anyways, we're going to do a little tech talk today. I have something. You know me. I'm a master of fucking iPhone cases. I buy them all. You know, what's 20, 30 bucks, 40 bucks for a fucking case? You know, my dream in life back in the day was to have a phone. What is that, trash? I didn't know we had a trash thing up there. My dream in life was to have one device with everything. Credit cards, everything. I love that it's all going there. I hate carrying a wallet. I fucking hate wallets. And you know what I hate worse? Guys with big wallets. With like
Costanza wallets?
Yeah, like every fucking... Yeah, do you have one?
No.
Oh, I hate that shit.
I've got a Costanza wallet.
Why do you have a wallet, you dyke?
Because she's got to carry her WNBA tickets somehow.
I've got my hockey stick in there. I got to carry it around.
All right. Glad that bandana's still on there.
Damn it.
Wait, I don't know what the bandana means. I got here late.
You will. Oh, you will.
I can't wait.
Anybody who throws a stinker out there has to tie the bandana around there so we know who fucking is lousing up the show. Yeah. All right? So we know
the bandana has dust on it right now.
Yeah.
Joe, if let's make out. What?
Come on, give Joe a kiss.
Yeah.
He fucking ate your Vegemite.
Might as well give him a kiss.
Give him a kiss.
No.
Come on.
I dare you. His girlfriend. She's adorable. I would never do that to her.
All right, give Christian a kiss.
I know his girlfriend. She's adorable. Wouldn't do that to her.
She is hot.
Fuck, give Phil a kiss.
I know his girlfriend.
Norman's...
The only one left here that doesn't have a girlfriend is this douchebag. So let's go iron that out. It's already been there. It's already been done.
You kissed Dan?
We've talked about this like a year
ago.
Oh,
yeah, we did. Nah, I don't listen to you. I'm kidding. All right, so Christian, I got something today. I got a new iPhone case, and you have some weird fucking shit that you have on my phone.
It's called the Kogito Dot.
What is it called? Spell it.
Kogeto.
Yep.
And then dot. D-O-T. Okay. It's a.
Well, don't say dot with a tone. Okay.
Dot.
We didn't know the first part. I got the dot.
I thought you didn't know how to spell.
Kogito. Dot. D O T.
Yeah. Dot. It's not the actual. Just a dot.
Tard.
So
what is the Kogito? What is it?
Kogito. That's not supposed to be pronounced. But it's a panoramic camera, so it allows you to record in 360 degrees. That's why I was doing it. I placed it in the center, recording you guys, and it records audio and video. And basically, what you do is you can upload it to Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and it has this little window, sort of like a YouTube window.
Yeah.
But you can drag it sideways, and you can look at everyone around in the video.
But is it live video? Can you do live video like that, or is it
not live video?
It's recorded.
It's recorded,
video.
And then you upload it. Yeah.
Can you put some of this up for the fans to see it on the so Kelly can retweet it?
I can.
Well, not now, but you know later.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, great. That's great, man. And so, what's the benefits of that?
I mean, it's just fucking cool.
Okay. Again, your tone. Yeah. I don't like it. If you're going to be my fucking tech twink, you need to be the twink.
Are you not cool, Bobby?
I'm a very disrespectful twink.
Yeah, I don't need a tech bear, okay? Or a tech sloppy bottom. Yeah. I need a tech twink. Okay? Let me see it. Can I see it?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Kelly, will you pass that over?
I'm looking at
it's
Joe.
It's recording right now.
Joe just looks like a fucking...
But it's recording weird. Right now. So how does it know? So it's recording 360 right now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking weird. And can I look at the recording on here?
Yeah.
Okay, so I hit stop.
Hit stop.
Yeah. Again, the tone.
S-T-O-P.
Wow, that came out good. That came out really good. Wow, this is really, this Kogito fucking dot.
The video looks a little scary. All right, I'll sort it out.
When? What do you think? We're doing this again? What the fuck is wrong with the video on this? What do you?
Let me see.
Dude, you've been here for fucking an hour. When are you going to sort this out?
I've been here for like 15 minutes.
Dude, when are you going to sort it out? What the fuck? Dude, you're supposed to sort this shit out before the show, you cocksucker. I didn't sort out my case. I know it's going to work. All right?
Am I taking it off?
Yeah, give it to
me. Take it off and tie it around his fucking neck.
It looked like a gang member.
That was racist, Mark, and I liked it. I liked it.
That's funny.
All right, we're going to move on to while you're sorting shit out, we're going to move on to my tech talk. You know I love fucking iPhone cases.
Was it a dream of yours when you were a kid that all things would be on one item? Give me that scarf.
You know what? I'm not going to let you take it. Stop. Put that back on there because you're absolutely right. I am just a fucking douchebag. You know, man. Dude, it was a dream, dude.
When I was a kid in Boston, I just fucking wanted one thing.
Dude, I wanted everything to be in one TV, phone, love.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
My family and friends to be on one device. I am a fucking cunt. You're right.
I got to get one of those. I got the broken...
You have to get a new iPhone.
Because that iPhone, like me.
That iPhone 3, they don't make cases for. You have you have rounded edges.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It actually flips open.
This is Incipio. I'll spell it for you because that's a hard name. Incipio. No dot. It's Incipio case. Right? Is that
pretty hard to pronounce.
Why are you laughing?
It's the booze talking.
Joe's like sitting slouched, hugging a pillow.
Is that how you say that? Drinking. Kelly, is that Dan? Is that how you say? Oh, you went to fucking college. There you go, Mark. Read that shit. What does that
name?
Say?
Incipio.
Okay, thanks. Incipio.
Incipio. You're all phonetical. Incipio.
That's the pride of Malden. You went to college. Read this. Sound it out, Bobby.
I'm really taking a fucking hit on my own tech talk. It's supposed to be me and the tech twink and the fucking Aussie broad and everybody just agreeing with me and you constantly just barreling into me. Incipio. That's I-N. Fucking 5 o'clock Phil. Giggle again. I'm going to throw my fucking Incipio fucking case at your head. All right, Incipio. Now, this is a wallet case. I'm a big fan of the wallet cases for the iPhones because I hate, especially when you travel, I hate having my wallet and my phone and the fucking headphones and all this fucking bullshit everywhere in every other pocket. I love having a wallet case. I've been through a few of them. The last one I had was Speck. I don't need your help on that. That's S-P-E-C-K, Speck, which you can get at Best Buy. Really good. Not that, why? I love Dan just made googly eyes at the Dominican. Not that Speck. this is a good podcast.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
Every time I'm here, I really bring out a lot of the racism.
Bobby's been on fire all day.
All right, here we go. So
Kelly's been here too.
You can get this on Amazon. Again, you can go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to YKWD's page on Riotcast and click the Amazon button. This case is around $35, probably cheaper on there. And it holds around, this is why I love this case. It holds around 4 different cards, but it's actually a case. The other ones are called sliders, where you'll slide 2 or 3 credit cards in, and they're exposed. And what happens with that, you rub off the edges of your license and stuff by going in and out and in and out and being having that little edge exposed. This actually covers them like a wallet.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
And it's like it's just like a little case on your phone. But it holds up. I have a Metro card in here. I have an American Express Gold company card. You'll learn what these are someday, guys.
But what does it say? Member since? Does it say 09?
It says member since. Where does it say that?
On American Express.
Should be on the bottom.
10? Yeah. Trust me, I was a waiter long enough. I know what all credit cards look like.
Mm-hmm. You want to get those black ones? You get those black
platinum
ones?
Yeah, let him see that. Go ahead. Look, give him that, Kelly.
It says Nick DiPaolo.
What fuck kind of people are they?
Member since 02.
Oh.
Hey, pretty good. Hey,
yeah.
It's a decade.
I'll tell you why I have an American. That was before that. I'll tell you why I got an American Express, because I fucked my credit up.
Yeah.
As a beginning little comic. I had shit credit. Real bad credit.
Little.
And real bad. I was little back then. And then I got rid of all my credit cards, paid off my debt, and then got an Amex. So you have to pay this off every month. So I couldn't get anything. If I couldn't afford it, I couldn't get it. I still don't have a credit card. Since then, since 02, that's 10 years. I haven't had a credit card or applied for a credit card in 10 years. So how do you like those five? I've gotten, as they say back in the 85, mint credit.
Nice.
So this actually iPhone case holds 4. I have my bank card in here, my license, and my Amex in here, and a Metro card will fit in there nice and snug. But the cool part about this, did you fix your thing?
I don't think so.
Can I have my phone back then? Because this actually works. Okay, can you
take
that hunk of shit thing off my phone?
I swear it works.
Get it?
709 Star Trek 709.
Get it off my phone.
The video looks garbage.
I'm sure, and I downloaded this shit app to my phone. All right, well, this is the cool part about this phone, is this stuff, iPhone case, is that it comes with this regular rubber, really cool case that you can throw on it, and you don't have to take the wallet. If you want to just take your wallet, you can just grab this case right here. You give me the QVC face, you cocksucker. These fucking knives right here.
We got 17 sets left. $399. These things are flying right off the shelf.
Well, here's the thing is I'm trying to fucking take up time because the fucking tech twink failed me. I'd rather talk about flight.
Which I did nail. The South by Southwest episode.
All right. Yeah.
Boom.
Here we go. So it's actually 2 cases in one.
I like that, though.
Which is great.
I'm thinking about buying an iPhone. If I did, I would get that case.
Well, you got your little present last week. You should buy one.
So are they going? Yeah,
or the thing headphones. Is, though, you're going to lose all your messages and all your photos and that, because you're going to go over from one phone to another.
No, they can transfer pictures, can't they?
No.
Yeah, if you get the cloud.
What?
If you're with the cloud, you can. If you can get a mobile me account, all my pictures up in the air, baby.
Or you email them to
yourself. No, but he's going to a different... He's an Android now, then going to iPhone. They don't work together.
So what's the problem?
I think you can't keep them, but even if you don't, you just email them all to yourself. And have
I lost all my text messages.
What do they call you in Australia? Fucking partypooper.com?
Oh,
sorry, guys.
Dot UK. Dot us. Anyways, this phone, are you done? Are you done? Is everybody done? I'm just trying to get through this. All right. This asshole came in with fucking nothing. Okay. He came in with a fucking
beta camera.
Dude, this is a fucking. Remember fucking C-3PO? Remember the fucking hologram? This That's does right. that.
Why does Christian sound like Keanu Reeves?
I am an FBI agent.
I'm sorry I let you guys down.
It
looks like
good.
A toy. It works great. It works great. I've used it before, but I don't know why. Maybe it's something with your phone. Maybe something with your shitty phone. It might be your piece of shit phone. Who knows?
Sam fighting words.
I'm going to tell you what I just figured out what it is. You're absolutely right. Just do it, Indian.
He's Dominican.
Oh,
he's
sorry.
Dominican.
Wrong. In Mark's defense, Christian is wearing a headdress for some reason.
Yeah.
Listen.
What? Where's the bandana?
He should get the bandana.
Yeah, give him the bandana.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. You know what, Christian? Yeah, really, you're absolutely right. What I did is I upgraded to the beta version of 6.0 iOS.
Oh.
So I have the latest version of iOS. So that's why it's not working. This app doesn't work with this version. So you're right. That's what it is.
Okay.
So
at the very least, look, I got these. I met the guy, the CEO of this company.
Right, okay.
I want to give this to you. This is for you.
Hey!
You feel like such a dude.
This guy, he's a really good guy.
I fucking...
Bobby's crying.
Bobby's crying.
Bobby's crying.
I feel like such a hunk of shit. Get over here, Bubula. Come here. I want you and Bobby.
Is Bubula the fucking...
I want you and...
Yiddish.
I want you I want you and Papa's boobs. Come over here.
Couldn't have done that better. That is hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing is that...
How long ago?
It's 20 minutes.
I actually... I'm a big fan of the
You're fucking stupid with your fucking dumb R2-D2.
Well, it's for
fucking
you.
Stupid teeth.
Well, I actually,
it's for you.
I got this for you.
Aw, come here. I love you.
Right. All right. So,
worst Boston accent ever. By the way, sorry. I shouldn't
go ahead.
Still talking.
Go ahead.
The Australian accent is identical to the Boston accent.
Yeah.
And Kelly tried the Boston. It was fucking horrible. They're the same accent.
Is somebody driving Liz home? Is somebody going to make
Yeah, the MTA. Don't worry. I'll hold him up at the subway stop.
I can't wait for the drunk episode.
All right, here.
That's going to be awesome.
This is not the drunk
episode.
Because
he's not even on fire. No. Like, he's only on, like, a 4 or a 5 right now.
Tone it down, Kelly. Jesus Christ. I'm just getting sopping wet over here thinking about List Hammer.
I'm going to Boston on Thursday. I'm going to be there this weekend.
Yeah, well, we'll see if you make it back.
What should I expect? I'm going to do some shows out there.
What you expect? Not getting directions from anybody, having to wait in line.
A lot of whispers behind your back.
Yeah. A lot of, what are you doing here?
Is he going to Brooklyn?
All right, listen. What, was that a Brooklyn accent?
Yeah.
That wasn't Brooklyn.
Why are we fighting?
Wait a minute. This is how bad Kelly is. She went for the bandana. It's not even on her fucking microphone.
I did.
All right, so listen. What is the name of this again?
Cogito Dot.
Cogito
Dot.
So I guess this is actually cool. It works. It doesn't work.
It is. You can go to the website. Go
what
to
cogito.com. What a fucking
Mitt
flip-flop.
Romney. You got Mitt Romney over here.
Really? Really? Listen, Dan,
Bobby.
I want to say to you that I respect
Bobby
you and I respect your decisions.
Corporate Bobby!
I respect everybody here for their choices, and sometimes you make mistakes, and you have to be...
You know what? You got to make mistakes to learn.
To own up to it. All right, so... Yeah, you want my phone? Yeah. What are you
going
to do?
God, please throw it.
Tune in next week for Robert Soders. You know what, dude.
But right. Only if you care to listen.
All right, what are you doing?
I'm just going to show you what it actually does.
Okay. All right, so let me show me. I know how to work a phone.
This podcast has lasted 9 commutes.
It's loading the video.
Okay, I know how that works. Okay, so basically, I actually seen these on Gizmodo when they first came out.
Okay.
They are really cool. They're cool to add to videos. So if, like, I do a lot of videos, even here, they'd be great for the videos here.
It would be perfect to put
this in front on the table and take this. So why don't we do this? Why don't next week, do we have a phone? Does this have to go with the iPhone 4?
It does.
Does anybody have the iPhone 4? Oh, good, Phil. Thanks for speaking up now, you fucking... What'd you... Can we try it with yours?
Yeah, let's try it.
Does he have to...
Yeah, that was a... You just flat tired.
So wasn't that sound effect?
No. You know what? I can't nail them all. All
right, so why don't we do this next time, next week?
Okay.
You bring, because you're going to have to download the app again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck all that. All
right.
Listen, bring that in next week. We're going to actually take
some... You'll have it. You bring it in next week.
Whoa.
It's yours.
Okay.
What's that tone?
Okay, cool. Yeah, he really does have fucking tone.
What the... Sounds like your Dominican DJ name, yeah. Too. The tone.
Actually, no.
I liked it, but I didn't like it. That was one of those ones where you're like, Dwight...
We had to think about
it.
Shit.
I went for it.
I guess Eel is okay. I don't know. Wow.
Wow.
Ah, give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. You didn't even tie it on. Kelly, do you just want to wind up with this? Because it's going to happen anyway. All right, you guys. That's been a Tech Talk episode. So, Christian, you're going to bring that in next week. I'm going to have it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
have
it.
But you're going to show us how it works next week.
Exactly, I will. I promise.
Or maybe you download it now and then we'll put it up for them.
Okay.
Fuck next week. Just download it now. We'll put it up.
We'll put it up. All right.
Yeah, this will go up in the middle of the video that Kelly edits, that Phil puts together. What was that? What is that?
Can we give him the bandana?
Who? Phil? No, we can't give Phil the bandana. He's a beautiful man.
Too handsome.
All right, so that's it. You guys, we got to get the fuck out of here. You guys have been great. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, 5 o'clock Phil. Thank you, Marco.
Hey, all right, thanks.
The bedwetter. We'll see you guys next time on Tech Talk
with Bobby and Friends. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.